This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of eight outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Piqua, the scene of tonight's game between the Sydney Yellow Jackets and the Piqua Indians. It is game number 122 in the battered helmet rivalry. Piqua has dominated the series, winning better than two-thirds of the games. Sydney perhaps coming into this contest tonight, a very slight favorite on Piqua's home turf. Piqua's 3-2 mark, a bit deceiving. A couple losses to Strong, Trotwood, Madison, and Franklin. A couple of powers in Division III high school football. Sydney unbeaten, 5-0. Certainly the strength of Sydney's schedule is upcoming. Big contest tonight, Chuck. Playoff implications, a lot of points at stake. It's the first of five in the GWOC North for these two teams.
Right, and that's where things start getting interesting. You know, you play your non-league, you know, and you kind of get it out of the way.
Right.
And now it's time to play. And you're right. I think for Sydney especially, for them to get a home playoff game,
yep,
because the top three in their region are just they're just monsters.
Right.
So for them to get that four spot and get a home, I think this is a must win for Sydney tonight.
Hey, you make a good point. You've got Cincinnati LaSalle, Cincinnati Anderson, Cincinnati Winton Woods, which is coming off a victory against LaSalle last weekend. Those are 1, 2, and 3 in Sydney's region. Yellow Jackets are not going to crack that top three. So to hang on to 4 and get a home field, Sydney may have to win out, could afford maybe a loss somewhere, but I think preferably the Yellow Jackets have to take care of business and go 10-0 and keep the fingers crossed the schedule strong enough to earn a fourth spot.
Well, and they have Trotwood on the schedule, I'm assuming?
No. Uh-huh.
They do not this year.
No,
okay. Uh-huh. So that's a break.
Right.
That's a break. But, yeah, they're an outstanding football team. Defensively, I've watched them get better. That is their Achilles heel if somebody's going to beat them. And as far as they got Bowser at running back, they got Gordon at quarterback, and the best athlete on the field every time he goes out there, both sides.
Yes.
And then you have
Devin Rogers.
Devin Rogers. And those three are all legitimate Division I college football talent. And that's what Piqua is really going to have to keep an eye on tonight.
And I think Devin Rogers on that defensive front, along with his sidekicks, will play an important role in this game. Piqua likes to throw it. It's a better passing team than Sydney. More efficient throwing the football. Austin Davis is very good. In fact, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Adam Dungis in just a moment. He says that Austin Davis is the best QB on the Sydney schedule this year.
Yeah.
And Sydney will need to get pressure on Piqua, especially second down, third down, and long. If Piqua keeps Sydney off balance defensively, edge Piqua perhaps. Sydney's got to control the football. Bowser's got to have a very, very good night. I think another phase of the game that will be interesting is that Sydney plays a little more man in the secondary. Piqua likes to zone up. Sydney will dump the ball off short. Piqua likes to rally to the tackle spot. And if Sydney doesn't gain much yardage throwing the football out in the flat, and Piqua defends that really well, then Bowser could be a marked man running the football all night long.
Well, he needs to be, but I'll tell you, the other key to this whole thing, and that's why Piqua playing zone is really important, because Andre Gordon, I don't know, I'm going to make up a stat, but I'm going to say that when he drops back to pass, he probably doesn't throw it 50% of the time.
You're right.
And that's because he is unstoppable, and if you do not try to contain him, that kid will kill you with his feet.
Now, Andre is 28 of 53 throwing the football this year. His counterpart tonight, Austin Davis of Piqua, is 62 for 102, averaging 190 yards per game throwing the football. And he's got two often used receivers. One is Hayden Shrub. He's made 25 catches in 5 weeks for 424 yards. That equates to better than 17 per catch. That's pretty nifty.
That's impressive. And I mean, that is Piqua's strength. Sitting here in the press box, staring into a nasty sun, but feeling the wind. The wind has really picked up after about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
And that could be something that helps Sydney a little bit with Piqua in the passing game. But I'm watching Davis throw the ball down here, and that kid's got an arm.
Oh, he sure does. Yep. Isaiah Bowser, 290 yards per game rushing the football, 9.5 per carry. Head coach Bill Neese of Piqua said, my goodness, we can hold him to 7.5 per tote tonight.
You're doing something.
Yeah, we'll be in business.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, Ben Schmeezing, about 60 yards per game rushing for Piqua, close to 6 per carry. Piqua doesn't run it nearly as much as Sydney, but they do run it for a nice per carry.
Yards, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And as I mentioned, Hayden Shrub and Cale Mextroth, two outstanding receivers for Piqua. Sydney spreads it around. Bowser, in fact, out of the backfield, the leading pass catcher. Bowser, Roberts, Harris, Stockton, all with under 10. They catch the ball for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Special teams could come up big. They often do in this series. And I know Adam Dungis, head coach of Sydney, has been tickled with his special teams play. The young lady from the soccer team is 27 of 28.
That's impressive.
Booting PATs in the record at Sydney for a year is 35.
Wow. Well, I think she's going to get it, because Sydney's just going to keep scoring and scoring, that's for sure.
Well, we talked to Adam Dungis, head coach of Sydney, earlier in the week before tonight's game against the Piqua Indians. And he liked the improvement of his team from week 4 to week 5, especially defensively. Gave up 6 touchdowns to Xenia, blanked West Carrollton last week.
We told the kids that they don't get a whole lot of opportunities to correct a mistake. And fortunately, we had Wes Carrollton coming in, who ran the exact same stuff as Xenia. And so our kids were able to correct the mistakes that we did not do very well in the game, obviously against Xenia defensively, and go out and pitch a shutout against West Carrollton. And it was good for our, you know, momentum. We talked about all the whole week about having momentum and moving on the upward swing as we end non-conference and move into our GWAC North schedule.
According to Max Preps, which uploads stats nationally from all high schools, Bowser, one of the top rushers in the country, maybe the best in terms of total yards. How's he doing through five games? He's got to have some bumps and bruises. He is an amazing athlete.
Yeah, no, he definitely does. But I've never been around a kid who takes care of his body more than what he does. He does a really good job of making sure he gets the treatments that he needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's very conscientious of he's taken a lot of carries, you know, the last 3 years. And, you know, he plays basketball and all that kind of stuff. So he's pretty conscious on making sure he takes care of his body and making sure he's ready to go on Friday nights.
And Andre Gordon suffered the shoulder injury in the game we covered early second quarter against Carroll. Just soft tissue, nothing long term, and he's back 100% for you.
Yeah, he's good to go. You know, and it's been good for him to get a good week underneath his belt and get his confidence back up. And he's moving on all cylinders right now. He looks good. He's confident. He's 100% body wise ready to go and mind wise. You know, it's back to being his offense, and we're excited to see what happens when he start running the show again.
Mm-hmm. Adam Dungis, head coach of Sydney, before tonight's game between Sydney and Piqua. What a rivalry this has been. You owe the Indians one, well, maybe more than one. Piqua's dominated this series the last 3 decades, but you've certainly got the horses, the talent, to knock them off here in 2017 if you play well.
Yeah, no, we're going to play real well. They are very, very sound across the board, yeah. And like always. They don't have many flaws or chinks in the armor, I guess you'd say, and it's the same thing every year. Big line, disciplined linebackers, corners that keep things in front of them, and an offense that's going to find something that's wrong with your defense and keep going after it. Mm-hmm. That's a tribute to their kids. It's a tribute to the coaching staff that's been there for a while. I know they had a few coaches coming in and out and that kind of stuff, but for the most part, Coach Neese does a tremendous job with those kids, and it's going to be a big challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and just as Coach Neese is highly impressed with Bowser and Gordon, I'm sure you like this Austin Davis, the quarterback for Piqua, who runs the show. A lot of talent, makes good decisions, highly skillful. Boy, you've got to keep your eye on him in this game tonight.
No, we think as a defensive staff that this is the best pure quarterback we've seen up to this point. You know, I haven't got a chance to look at the rest of the quarterbacks. We're going to see the rest of the way. But up to this point, you know, he's not the Libertas kid from Bill Fountain, and few are. But as a quarterback, slinging the ball around, making the reads, throwing the ball on time into the right spot, he's as good as we've seen this year. And, he was good last year. He's even better this year. They got the big wide receivers outside. And then, you know, when they go to their two-back set stuff or bring a tight end and go 21 personnel, you know, they got big tight ends that can come in. They got the Schmeezing kid as a big back. And then, you know, then they got the other running back that's going to be one of the fastest kids we see all year.
Extra pressure on your pass defense and your rush up front.
No, it's a big challenge for our kids this week. The last 2 weeks, you know, we played the triple option. We, you know, prepare for that week a little bit differently. And this week, you know, our defensive line's got to adjust a little bit and kind of go back to some of the things we did maybe against Dayton Carroll or Bell Fountain, teams that run a little bit more of a traditional offense as opposed to a wing T or a triple option. And, you know, those kids are up for the challenge. They had a good week of practice, and, you know, they're excited to go out and prove that they can do it.
I cannot help but reiterate the importance of special teams in a game like this. Probably a high-scoring affair. It could come down to a punt return, a fumbled punt, your coverage against kick returns. Mm-hmm. And you've been pleased with that phase of your game all season long.
No, it's been a tremendous improvement from last year. And a lot of it goes back to, you know, this year we got a lot of seniors who were on those coverage teams. Where as last year with a smaller senior class, you know, we had too many sophomores, freshmen, and juniors on those teams, and You know, some of those seniors who aren't starters on offense and defense, but they're close, you know, they're on those special teams this year. And those kids have kind of taken it, you know, a source of pride that that's their team. That, you know, I'm on the kickoff team, I'm on the kickoff return team, and I'm on the punt team. And it's important to them, and it's showing up. We, our coverage and our, you know, our kicking game, the punting and returns, it's been really, really good for us this year. And hopefully that can help us, you know, make a difference in this game.
Adam Dunn, just seventh-year head coach of the Sidney Yellow Jackets, who have beaten St. Mary's 39-32, Bell Fountain 42-33, Carroll 35-7, Xenia 55-48, and West Carrollton 42-0. Last year, Sidney lost at home to Pequot by a final score of 33-13. Indians coming into the game tonight with a 3-2 mark. Losses to Trotwood and Franklin back-to-back weeks 2 and 3. 25-year head coach Bill Neese said those two setbacks have helped his team get ready for the final five of the season.
In the contest in both of them, we were onside kicked at the end of the Trotwood game to get us another ball possession. The Franklin game, the scores are just a bit deceptive. We had three touchdowns called back that game, so we felt like we were in that game. We had to overcome a decent amount of momentum swings there. The rest of the games, we played a Meadowdale team, and obviously we had a running clock on them. And then West Carrollton, which is a common opponent with Sidney, same thing happened, so we kind of had parallel games. And then again, Xenia this past week, I thought we put it together pretty well on both offense and defense. I think we're able to hold their option attack down, and our offense itself, you know, had a nice explosion. We had two, three good plays in the second half that put us out on top. We kept them down from, you know, having many explosive plays, and so I think we'll be ready to go for this Friday night.
Speaking of your offense, highlight those skill players who Chuck and I will be talking about in play-by-play in color in this game tonight.
Well, when you look at our starting offense, if you'll see on your on the paper, I only listed 10 guys, and I listed 10 guys because we essentially have the same 10 guys in, and then the 11th guy is either a fourth receiver, a second running back, a tight end, a second tight end, et cetera, et cetera. So there's probably about seven guys that actually fit into our offense besides those 10. So we're looking at 17 people. The hub of it, obviously, is our offensive line. I think the big hub also is our quarterback, Austin Davis. He's done a tremendous job this year. Ben Smeezing, our leading rusher, is you know, steady. He's always going to get the hard, tough yards. And the guy that's really emerged as a big superstar this year has been Hayden Shrubb. He's been a guy that's been a deep threat. He's a short threat. He goes over the middle. He does a ton of things for us with some different types of screens and stuff. So I think those guys are the individuals. But that offensive line with four of the five starters back from last year, we did lose Ben Bynum, who's a three-year starter for us at guard. But Riley Hill, a big sophomore, big 300-pound sophomore, came in and has been filling in as best he can for it, and he's getting better every week.
Bill Neese, head coach at Pequot, before tonight's game between the Pequot Indians and Sidney Yellow Jackets. Your schemes, offensively, defensively, how have they changed over the years? What are they like here in 2017?
Well, they're basically the same. I think we run an even front defense with a three-deep coverage. We will at times put a fourth defensive back in, so that hasn't changed in 25 years. The offense is designed around what type of players we have for that particular year. I think this year we're a little bit more suited toward our shotgun offense, a little bit more of the spread one-back stuff, which we've done since 1993. And, you know, back when, you know, in 1993 we threw the ball 31 times a game, and it was unheard of back then. Then some years we have a couple big running backs. We go more into the power game. I think this year is a little bit more balanced. It's probably as balanced as we've been in a long time. So it's good that we're able to do both.
Defending Pequot, what are your plans? Anything special for the Yellow Jackets?
Well, I think the biggest thing we got to do is we got to be able to tackle. Scheme wise, you can put every X's and O you want, and when that running back comes out and he gets you one on one, he's going to use that spin move, or he's going to give you a burst to the outside. The bottom line is you have to have people that can tackle. Number two, you have to have people that will pursue the ball. So if someone misses that tackle, it's not just a clean shot to the end zone. We have to make Sidney work for, you know, every one of their scores that they, you know, they possibly are going to get. I think the same way with the quarterback. You got to be able to tackle. We got to put pressure on him. And then when things break down and he gets out in the open field, we've got to have 11 people all getting to the football, all with great angles and all with good fundamentals trying to tackle him.
Your biggest area of improvement needed since the opening game of the year. What do you have to do better since the last few games here in this contest tonight?
Well, I think special teams are always something that we can improve on. The reason why I say that is because our offensive defense is pretty sound in terms of personnel. But our special teams, if one guy gets hurt then, and he's on a couple special teams, he's got to be replaced, and it's usually with a young guy. And so we've had, although we've had pretty much the same starting lineup on offense and defense, our special teams board has changed every week. And that's what I struggle with. I struggle with the personnel factor there, the consistency, and getting those kids enough reps to hope they're going to be ready to play in a game like this.
Piqua Indians head coach Bill Neese talking about defending the Sidney run. If the first man misses Isaiah Bowser, Andre Gordon, there's got to be help nearby. And it's imperative also for Sidney to get a little pass rush, I think, on Austin Davis and do a very nice job covering Piqua's elusive receivers.
Yeah, I mean, that sums up the game right there.
Yep.
But if you don't get to Bowser and if you don't get to Gordon with more than one person,
right,
you're going to have a long night.
There's a big signage here at the north end of Piqua Indians Stadium, Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, and it reads Division II State Champs 2006. And Chuck, we were there, and Bill Neese and I reminisced about it just a little bit. Wow, that was some campaign. Piqua led by Brandon Sain all the way to the state title. Lost an early season game on the road, as I recall.
They got beat the first game of the season over at
Grove City.
Grove City,
yeah.
And I was there. I went to that game, and that was one of the most. That was one of the best high school games I was ever at. Even though Piqua got beat, boy, when they got it, they got a run in the tournament. They played Toledo Central Catholic, who had Sanzenbacher.
Right.
And he was a one-man wrecking crew. He absolutely kept them in the game. But Phil Collier and Justin Hem, besides Brandon Sain, they had a lot of talent on that team.
Yeah, Indians were rock solid defensively that year. Not only do I recall Brandon Sain running the football and racking up a lot of yardage, he was really tough to catch up to and bring down. But defensively, Piqua gave up ground so grudgingly.
Well, they had the Rolf boys, and they came over from Riverside. And can you imagine what Riverside felt like when those two athletes left there and came to Piqua? That had to crush. You know, I can't imagine what they would have been like in that division.
They lost both sides of the river when they went from Riverside to Sidney.
Yeah, they did.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on the web with us, bringing you play-by-play in color of Sidney and Piqua, the 122nd meeting between the two as the Yellow Jackets now enter the field from down to a right. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sidney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney. Plus the Sidney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sidney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sidney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sidney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sidney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sidney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And Sidney Car Care, south 4th in Sidney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. 492-9495. Gratitude as well to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, we will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. We've got starting lineups in the kickoff in a moment. Sydney at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on the campus of Piqua High School, minutes away from the opening kickoff between Sydney and Piqua. Yellow Jackets 5-0, Indians 3-2. You can throw that 3-2 record out the window, Chuck. That's as good a 3-2 mark after five games as there is in the state of Ohio, I think.
Yeah, they lost to Trotwood by 7, and then they got beat 21-7 with Franklin. But like Coach Neese said, they were in it. They had three touchdowns called back. That's tough to overcome.
Don't miss out on great savings at Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture as well. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. That's Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right for your budget. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Piqua Indians won the toss, deferred to start the second half. Piqua will boot from the south to the north. Chuck, we determined that the wind was moving in from the west-northwest, so Piqua kicks off to start the game against a crosswind, which is in Piqua's face just a little bit.
It's really breezy.
So Sydney will get the football to start the game and have the wind at its back. The ball is bounded down to the 35-30, returned by a Yellow Jacket at the 26, up to the 35-38. He's hog-tied and dropped right there. That's where the Yellow Jackets start, first and 10.
I think that was maybe planned to keep the ball away from Isaiah Bowser back there, because, boy, when he gets the ball on a kickoff or a punt return and he gets a head of steam, you're in trouble.
Good idea by Piqua to do just that rather than take a chance on a run downfield, three-quarters of the length of the field or all the way to the end zone. Piqua did allow Sydney to return it from inside the 30-yard line back to the 36, and on the first play from scrimmage, we've got a pre-snap penalty against Sydney. No timeout called by Piqua, which perhaps didn't have the right defensive personnel on the field. Odd timeout to start the game.
Well, Sydney made a shift, and I think the coaching staff realized that they did not have enough defenders on that side of the field. So good timeout, even though you hate to take one 4 seconds into the game.
Andre Gordon at quarterback for Sydney. Isaiah Bowser, the feature back, of course. He is a bull, fine balance, good speed. He is just tough. hard to bring down, and he'll make you miss as well. He's slippery, and he's got strength. Outstanding combination.
Well, I said a couple of weeks ago that I felt like he was the best running back in the state of Ohio and that Andre Gordon is the best athlete in the state of Ohio. I'm not going to go back on that. I firmly believe that.
Well, he's for sure the best running back recruited by Northwestern. Well, we have just been alerted by public address that an inadvertent whistle started the game. Timeout was indicated against Piqua, and apparently that timeout taken has been removed from the board.
Well, I'm sure a coach was yelling something, and the official thought they were yelling timeout, so there's something that could be corrected.
That could have been the case. Gordon at quarterback, Bowser running back, Kelton Stockton, Caleb Harris, Darren Taborn, and Rotez Roberts are your wideouts. Here's Andre Gordon, first play from scrimmage to start the game. Oh, look at that shake and bake move. He's on the outside across the 50. It's a big gainer down inside the 45, and he's nipped at the far sideline at the Piqua bench at the 40-yard line.
23 yards.
Well, Piqua will have to spy on both Andre Gordon and Isaiah Bowser all night long, and that's not easy to do. Here's a deep handoff, offensive backfield to Bowser. He trudges right up the middle, and he pounds from the 40 to the 37, picked up three. Second down, seven for Sydney, right smack dab between the hash marks in the middle of the field. Sun setting to the west. It is behind the far section of stands. The field now is in complete shadow. Deep handoff to Bowser. He wriggles up the middle, fakes right, goes left, zigzags, cuts to the outside. He's at the 30 of Piqua, has the first down, and lengthens his body to the 27 or 8. First down yardage with some despair. First and 10 Yellow Jackets outside the Indians 25, just short of 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Offensive line for Sydney has been stellar all year long. Tackles, DeMont Rucker and A.J. Brussel. Guards, Dylan Vanderpool and Cooper Collinsworth. And Dylan Smith over the wall at center. Here's Gordon faking right, caught in the backfield, gets away. He eludes blue shirt, scampers to the outside, and dives to the 20, maybe the 19. A late flag thrown in the secondary at the 12-yard line. Let's see what that's all about, Chuck.
Tell you, they had Gordon stopped about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You can't give up on him. They allowed one person to try to tackle him, and everybody else was kind of watching.
As two plays in a row now, Gordon has managed to extricate himself from deep trouble in the offensive backfield. I think this step off is going to target Sydney. If the foul was called after the conclusion of the play, it is a first down for Sydney inside the 30, first and 10.
I think it's going to be, it was a hold during the play, and I think it's going to be first and 12.
Penalty was well downfield, so it's actually a 2-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. First and 12, Sydney. Handoff by Gordon to Bowser, deep in the offensive backfield. Fine penetration by Piqua. Bowser makes a little bit out of nothing. He squirmed for three to the 26 of the Indians, second down and 9. 2.5 minutes gone, first quarter. Sydney got good field position after a short kickoff by Piqua. And the Yellow Jackets on the ground. Gordon and Bowser have authored a nice drive to start the game. Gordon wants to throw. He is well trapped in the offensive backfield, but gets out of trouble, dances to the right, and zips the ball downfield around the 15-yard line. Sydney catches. Piqua makes the tackle and claws the ball loose. It's on the ground. Recovery by Piqua at the Indians 20.
Wow, that is a tough break for Sydney, who was really moving the football.
Well, that's what you call gang tackling, holding up the receiver. He was trying to scramble for extra yards. I think it was Stockton downfield for the Yellow Jackets. He made a nice catch, a good sprint out by Gordon after breaking away from contain in the offensive backfield. He delivered a strike, and Stockton was stood up by a couple Piqua players and had the ball stripped, and the Indians take over inside their own 20. The 5'11 experienced quarterback is Austin Davis, and Sidney stuffs the initial running play by Piqua at the 20. A little over 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. No score, but Sidney had a fine game. Opening drive stifled. Pass completion, a fumble on the run after reception. Davis has two backs alongside, left and right, couple receivers to the right on second down and 9 from the 20-yard line of Piqua. Davis looks right, throws into the flat. Oh, it's nearly picked off by Sidney. You talk about outstanding coverage by the Yellow Jackets, Caleb Harris. He was in the hip pocket of the Piqua receiver, almost made a pick six going the other way.
Yeah, well, Shrub made the out cut, and he did an outstanding job. A lot of times you play a little too far off that. That was well played.
Third and 9 for Piqua on the incompletion. Line of scrimmage right at the Indians 20. Piqua in the home blue, white numbers, some white and red piping. Bright blue headgear. Sidney, the road white top to bottom. Black helmets, yellow trim. One receiver left, one right. Here's Davis on a rollout after faking the handoff. Flips it up the field, deflected by Sidney near the line of scrimmage, and the ball falls harmlessly incomplete at the 35-yard line.
He had a couple of receivers open there, and that was a nice job by the defensive lineman to get a hand up, or that was going to be a first down.
I'm not sure if that was Devin Rogers, who got a fist in the air. Nonetheless, a good defensive stand by Sidney as Piqua is forced to go three and out on the Indians' opening offensive possession of the night. Breezy evening. Temperature, Chuck, what about 62, 63 right now?
Let's see. It's, according to Verizon, it's nothing.
Fair catch, Sidney, on the punt return right at the 45-yard line.
Ball 59 degrees.
That was close. It was Caleb Harris who pulled it down right at the Sidney 45. So Sidney now with better field position by a few yards than it had to start the game after the short Piqua kickoff. First down, Yellow Jackets, who flanked two receivers to the right, one to the left. And that's big Devin Rogers, I think, Chuck, lined up in the slot on the left.
He's a fullback back there, and I'll tell you what, that's a...
Oh, handoff on the play to Bowser, meets resistance, springs it to the outside. Look at him go. He's across the 50, chugs to the Piqua 45. He's got an even 10, maybe one more than that. First down at the Indians 44.
Well, you got a fullback that's 6'2 and 307 pounds leading the way out there.
Two receivers to the right for Andre Gordon on first and 10. Andre at the helm. Just flips it out to Bowser in the offensive backfield, and he takes off. Look at him zip. 35-30. Roll down at the 28.
Bowser, your ball carrier.
Up so far, Chuck, nothing cute or fancy by Sidney offensively. It's the Bowser Gordon show.
Yeah, you don't need it. We got the offensive line opening holes like that, and those two athletes in the back, you got something going.
Another first and 10 this time from the Piqua 29. Fake handoff by Gordon. Play action rolls over the middle pass, too high at the 13. Well, a receiver was available in the middle of the Piqua zone, and Gordon simply shot it a little too tall downfield.
He's lucky it wasn't picked off, went right through Shrub's hands.
Ball was intended on the play for, it appeared to be Caleb Harris, and he couldn't reach up and spear it. Here's Gordon in the offensive backfield on second and 10. A belated throw, again too high, down inside the 10. Better defensive coverage on that play, but Piqua tight window for Gordon. Previous play before that one, though, Harris was available. And Sidney now bogging down. You have to scratch your head a little bit, Chuck. Why do you throw it on first down when you're running it so well against Piqua?
Well, 25 years of coaching basketball, so I don't have the answer.
Movement, outside right tackle. There is contact. 5-yard pre-snap penalty against Sidney. So it's third and 15 now from the Pickwood 34. 8:26 to go in the first quarter. No score. Sidney at Pickwood. Twelve of the last 14 games between the two have been won by Pickwa. 23 of the last 27 have been won by Pickwa, which has won more than two-thirds of the contest in this lengthy series. Trips to the left for Gordon. Deep drop. Looks middle of the field. Elects to run. Eludes one man, another. And he's rolled down from behind. Caught. Pickwa nipped at his heels at the 26. If he makes one more man miss, Chuck, he's got nearly first down yardage. Fourth and 8 for Sidney outside the Pickwa 25-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Let's see what head coach Adam Dungis dials up here. Two receivers right, one of them in motion across the formation. Gordon looks that way. A pass in the flat, caught by Darren Taborn. Tries to make a man miss. Sidney rallies to the receiver and dumps him at the 23-yard line. About four short of a first down, and Pickwood takes over the football, dodging a second drive by Sidney pretty deep into Pickwood territory.
Well, I'm going to say that I'm a little perplexed by the chance that they were just running down the field, and all of a sudden, two plays in a row, they tried to throw it, put them behind the chains, and then they were in trouble.
It did. That's exactly what happened. The two incompletions in first and second down put the Yellow Jackets behind the chains. Plus, you had a 5-yard penalty in there. Interestingly now, on first and 10, Pickwa taking over at the 21. The quarterback, Davis, is under center. Here's a toss sweep to the left. Good pursuit by Sidney. Yellow Jackets string it out behind the line. And the ball carrier across the way is saddled with a minus two. Second down, at least 12 to go here for the Pickwa Indians. Last running play by Brown, 6 foot, 183 pounder. Devin, a senior, couldn't get the edge. Sidney ran to the ball and stretched the field extremely well. Now Davis is in the spread on second and more like 11. Screen pass, lobbed, left flat. Sidney covers it nicely, keeps the receiver in front, and flushes him out of bounds at the 22. Brown again was the playmaker for Pickwa on the reception. Very small advance. So it is third down for Pickwa, and 8 or 9 to go for a first down. 5 minutes gone, no score. Pickwa yet to get a first down in this game.
Yeah, they've got one total yard.
Two receivers near side for Austin Davis, and two to the far. Ball at the left hash mark. Davis short drop to the 14. Fires left sideline. Pickwell with a good catch out at the 35-yard line right in front of the Indians bench. Hayden Shrub made a turn back toward the quarterback right on a dime at the 35-yard line in front of Darren Taborn, who got there late. Excellent third down execution by Pickwa. Davis completes better than 60% of his passes, and he flipped a strike right there to Shrub. First and 10 Indians at their own 35. No score in the game. Davis under center. Inside handoff, a little crack for the ball carrier. It is Brown squeezing out four to the 39. Second down and 6 for Pickwa. Christian Townsend came up from a secondary spot for Sidney to make the hit on Davon Brown of Pickwa. Indians send a receiver out to the left in the person of Landon Johnson, one wide right. Davis under center. It's a quick hitter, left tackle, ball carrier is swarmed, stonewalled right at the 41 or 42, minimum gain, setting up third and at least three for Pickwa.
Seth Klingler and company in with a tackle.
Well, we have been blessed with beautiful nights for high school football, Chuck, except one evening, 5 of the 6 have been fantastic,
no doubt.
Possession down for Pickwa, which needs nearly 4. Line of scrimmage, the Indians 41, 5:27 to go, first quarter. No score. Piqua's produced one first down in this game. Sydney has penetrated Piqua's 25-yard line twice. Here is a quick hitch, far hash mark, 45-yard line. Good on the pass play to Mextroth as he turned. Little button hook right in front of the defensive back of Sydney. And the ball was thrown right on the numbers. A short completion, good enough for a Piqua first down to the Indians, 45-and-a-half. And we talked about these kinds of pass plays in the pregame, Chuck. Piqua especially lives and dies with that short pass in front of coverage. In the spread is Davis. Handoff, left tackle, ball carrier's got running room, breaks one, another. He's into open space beyond the linebackers. Down the left sideline, it's Ben Schmiesing. He is loose to the 25-20, caught from behind at about the 18 or 19-yard line. Nope, he stepped out at the 22. Still a big gain. Boy, Schmiesing turns those legs up and down. He keeps kicking.
Well, both teams have outstanding offensive lines, so you kind of expect to see some running game from both teams tonight.
Oh, Caden Clark, outstanding offensive lineman for Piqua. We'll talk about him in just a moment. He opened up a gaping hole on that play on the left side, and Schmiesing zipped right through it. Hand off, offensive backfield for Piqua, and the Indians give a shove to the ball carrier, Brown, who is pushed to the 19. He garnered 3, second down and 7.
Leading the charge defensively for the Jackets, number 77, Brent Dean.
Line of scrimmage is the Sydney 19-and-a-half. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, no score. But Piqua on a serious march here. Indians to the line of scrimmage. Unbalanced line to the right. Receiver flanked to that side of the field. Oh, here's a quick cadence and a very fast handoff by the quarterback, Davis. It's Brown. He's jammed right at the line of scrimmage. Devin Rogers in the middle of the pile. Chuck, ball carrier might have lost a foot or two. Third down, 8 for Piqua, the Sydney 20.
Well, and again, I mean, each team kind of, when they got down into the red zone, has kind of gone away from what got them down there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Piqua to the line of scrimmage. 3 receivers right for the quarterback, Austin Davis. And he drops back to the 29. Looks middle of the field. Now goes down the far hash mark in the end zone. Open receiver available. Got it. Touchdown, Piqua.
Great play fake that time. Held the linebacker up. Ran right down the seam. That was
K.O. Mextroth.
Mextroth, yes.
Mextroth, a 6'1 senior, 187-pounder. He got between the cornerback and the safety. Sydney didn't know who to go over to cover. And by the time the Yellow Jackets realized the ball was headed Mextroth's way, he pulled it down quite comfortably, 6 or 7 yards deep in the end zone. Indians on for the PAT try. Good snap from center. Kick is away. And it is right down the middle by Comstock. Indians' second possession is a good one, all the way to pay dirt. Touchdown drive of 80 yards. 3:04 to go in the first. Piqua 7, Sydney nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a host of advertising supporters, including Barker Insurance, 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. You'll be covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few insurance firms sponsored by Barker. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Kickoff by Sydney, rolling to the 31. Yellow Jackets try to return it across the 30. Big hit by Pequa at the 29-yard line.
Micah Karn got down there and did a nice job of covering.
Return by Redderer of Sydney, a very short one. Forward progress marked to the 31.5. He fielded the ball just over the 30, and he was belted solidly. Karn tackled Redderer, and Sydney begins first and 10 beyond its own 30-yard line. Andre Gordon hands off to Isaiah Bowser. Stutter step line of scrimmage, pops it to the outside, and he shoots across the 35 to the 36. He wedges out 5.5 yards on the play. Second down and a little less than 5 to go for a first down. 2:40 left to go opening quarter. Pequa on a touchdown pass from quarterback Davis to Mextroth leads Sydney 7-0.
Bowser has such good vision. I mean, he does not just go pounding into the hole. He looks and sees where it is. He's just such a good running back.
Here's Andre Gordon, gives to Bowser, line of scrimmage. Oh, he is stopped. Looked right, looked left. Nothing opened. He's drilled. 36-yard line, no gain.
Sometimes you have vision and there's just no place to go.
Inside linebacker James Congdon nailed Bowser. Third and close to 6 to go for a first down for Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 36. Two receivers each side of the field for Andre Gordon. He's in the pocket, looks middle of the field. He dances out of trouble, then swings a pass right sideline. Caught at the 40. First down yardage, 45-50, 48 of Pequa. Good contain by Pequa, which cornered Gordon, who couldn't find his hot receiver, thought about running, Chuck. Pequa had other ideas, said, "You're not getting to the outside," but Gordon found the outlet man. 48 officially of Pequa, first and 10 Yellow Jackets. Here is a short lateral, Gordon to Bowser, and he churns over left tackle inside the 45 to the 44. Second down and 6 for Sydney, a minute 22 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Pequa. Third time across the 50 for Sydney in this game. Two receivers far right on second down and more like 6 to go. Here is Andre Gordon reading. He reads, then feeds Bowser. He's got a big opening, and he bolts up the middle to the 35. Falling to the 34, knee touchdown right at the 35. He's got the first down. Ben Schmiesing upset him, but it's a first and 10 for Sydney. Yellow Jackets, two receivers out to the right. Devin Rogers lines up as a fullback ahead of Gordon and to his left. Handoff on the play to Bowser, left tackle. Behind an offensive lineman, he pushes and he digs his way down to the 30. Might have gotten to the 29.5. Second down 5 for Sydney. Last half minute, first quarter. Yellow Jackets send a receiver out to the right. Caleb Harris to the left. Play clock down to 16. Quarter clock at 23 seconds to go. Andre Gordon, delayed handoff. It's a sprint draw to Bowser. Look at him go. Outside right tackle. Oh, he shifts again. Shifts one more time. He eludes a Pequa man and powers to the end zone. What a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowser. Chuck, it seemed like 6 or 7 Indians, better than half of the Pequa defense, had a shot at him, might have laid a hand on him even. Bowser, not to be denied, took it to the house. How far was the run?
30 yards. It's like trying to tackle a truck.
Wow. And you can't get your arms around a truck.
No.
Not even half of the Pequa defense could get it done. Extra point try, Sydney. Is good. Right down the middle. Hallie Truesdale, the outstanding soccer player on the women's soccer team at Sydney and the great kicker on the football squad for head coach Adam Dungis, made number 28 out of 29 this year. 7-7 tie, last 11 seconds, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck. Final 11 seconds, first quarter here at Pickwa's Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on the Pickwa High School campus, and we are knotted at 7. Sydney's third trip beyond the 50 ends in points, each team producing scores in the last 3.5 minutes of quarter number one. And we are tied up at 7. Yellow Jackets prepare to kick it off. The boot is a high one, far hash mark. Good kick near the boundary at the 14. Return by Pickwa. One man misses. Another man misses. Outstanding return by the Indians up the far sideline. Hayden Shrub tightrope the edge of the field. Sydney missed and missed and missed again. And Shrub got close to the 50.
I think we have a holding on the return.
It could very well come back, a call against Pickwa. Holding foul against the Indians. Yellow Jackets breathe a sigh of relief. 4 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, came on board last spring during the baseball tournament, and Rushi's run to the championship game against Minster. The Jewelry Barn, established back in 2011, offers a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair, plus ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Come in and check us out at the Jewelry Barn. We'll make your ideas come to life. Talk to Jolene Rinderly. Tell her you heard about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. Call 526-5557. 526-5557. JewelryBarnUSA.com. Running play by Pickwa. No gain, ending the first quarter. One period in the books here at Pickwa High School, Sydney 7, Pickwa 7, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Pickwa Indians 7, Sydney Yellow Jackets 7. Exciting first quarter, Chuck. We expected an entertaining game tonight with a lot of points. And I'm going to take a guess. It'll take 5 touchdowns by the winning team to produce a triumph on this particular evening.
I'm going to say this. I think that it's going to take 5 touchdowns for Pickwa to win it, because I think Sydney's definitely going to get 5 touchdowns.
Isaiah Bowser has been a load so far. Unofficially, check how many yards for him in one quarter.
I don't know. I know they have 122 yards rushing in the first quarter. That's pretty impressive. And most of those are his.
Yep, I'd say Bowser's got 100 of them.
I would think you're probably right.
We start the second quarter, second down for Piqua, which lost a yard on the final play of the first period. Here's a quick flat pass at Dandy, caught behind the line of scrimmage. Excellent run after catch across the 25-30, 34-yard line. Mextroth, who received the touchdown pass late in the first quarter for Piqua, on the receiving end there. That is a pass play, Chuck, but it's like an end sweep. A little quick flip in the right flat behind the line to Mextroth from Davis, and then away he goes.
It's just a long handoff.
Uh-huh. First 20 seconds of the second quarter. Indians to the line of scrimmage. First and 10, Piqua 34. Split backs behind Davis is under center. Oh, here's a crease outside right guard. It's Shrub. He stays on his feet. And he goes kicking those legs to the 44, 45, and over it. He's got a dozen and a first down. Shrub and Schmeezing hit the hole with a lot of energy, Chuck. And if you don't get good grasp on them at the point of attack, they'll produce 5-6 yards just about every carry. Schmeezing averaging nearly 6 per tote on the season. First and 10, Piqua, Indians 46. Unbalanced to the left. Hand off, offensive backfield. And Sidney's on the back of Brown at the 48. And he's flattened right in front of the Indians bench. Caleb Harris came up to put the whammy on him. Second down, 8 for Piqua at the Indians 48. A minute plus gone here in the second quarter. Sidney 7, Piqua 7. Had some high-scoring games in this rivalry in recent years, Chuck, but over 121 games, Pick was averaging 17 per game. Sidney only 11 in the long history of this rivalry. Two backs behind Davis, who dishes to the ball carrier, Schmeezing. He's drilled at the 48, no gain. It will be third down and 8.5 or 9 to go for a first down for Piqua. Devin Rogers knifed through. And he threw his big body at the ball carrier and submerged him. 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. 7-7 tie. Piqua passing down coming up. It will be interesting to see if Piqua goes deep vertically down the field or if it's a little hitch in the flat, counting on a nice run after catch. Deep drop by Davis. Flat pass, caught behind the line of scrimmage, then drop. It's on the turf. It's a fumble, reception, then a lost football. Sidney with the recovery at the 50-yard line. Ball was in the hands of Mextroth. He tried to make a herky-jerky move and coughed it up.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't get hit. He just dropped it.
Sidney's got it, 50-yard line, first and 10. And I think one of the Indians players, Chuck, now questioning the official, hey, was that really a completion or?
It was.
Could it have been an incompletion and not a fumble?
He made a couple of moves. I mean, he was trying to get to the first down and he just forgot to take the football with him.
You're right on it. I agree. Yellow Jackets, two receivers far left for Gordon, who looks that way. Then fires a high pass downfield 6 yards on the near sideline. The catch is made. Leaping very high into the air was Rodtez Roberts. Boy, he needed every inch of his jump to latch onto that ball with his fingertips. The spin move got him 2 more, a net of 7 on the play to the pick with 43. Gordon, quick handoff, Bowser, and he barrels to the line of scrimmage. He's pulled down just shy of the 40. It will be 3rd and less than 1 for Sidney at the pick with 40-yard line. 9:20 left to go in the second quarter. Sidney 7, Piqua 7. Yellow Jackets have been in Piqua territory 4 times in this game now.
Yep, every time. And they got stopped on downs twice. Or got fumbled once, stopped on downs a second time.
Right. Yellow Jackets have 2 receivers far left. Gordon and Bowser look to the Sidney bench for the hand signals and the play call. Snap to Gordon. Give to Bowser right up the gut. He needed 2 feet for a first down. He got 2 yards. First and 10, Sidney at the pick with 39. Slight breeze blowing across the field from the northwest to the southeast. Piqua into that win somewhat here in quarter number two. Pickle won the toss to start the game, deferred till the second half and kicked off to open the contest. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the Pickwa 39. Two receivers flanked far left. Gordon, play action. Fake the handoff to Bowser. Wide open receiver. Middle of the field, 27. Completion is a good one. Catch made at the 26. Ball hauled in downfield in the teeth of that zone by Caleb Harris. Pickwa got to the receiver, but late. Play good for a first down inside the 25. Here's Bowser in the offensive backfield with momentum. And he churns to the 19. Looked like he would be stalemated at the 24-25. And like a big bowling ball, Chuck, he managed to turn over a few times and got a big chunk of extra yardage. He wound up with a plus six. Second down and four, Sydney at the Pickwa 19. 8 minutes to go till halftime. Game tied at seven. Two receivers short side of the field for Gordon. He feeds Bowser. He's got one man on his shoulder pads, another around his legs. A third for Pickwa greets him. Down goes Bowser. No gain. Line of scrimmage. Sydney with two or three changes offensively. Caleb Harris on the field. This might signal a pass formation in play. Looks like it does. Sydney flanking four. Third down coming up and 4 or 5 to go for a first down. And the lengthy cadence by Gordon produces an offside against Pickwa. Automatic first down inside the 15. Encroachment against the Indians. The Yellow Jackets welcome that call.
You teach him all the time. Watch the ball. Don't listen to the cadence. Watch the ball.
Two receivers far left, two to the right. The short side of the field for Andre Gordon, who's got Bowser behind him on first and 10 inside the Pickwa 15. It's a quick pass in the left flat. Reception made at the 16. Run after catch down inside the 10 to the 9.
Andre Gordon's pass is complete.
Clock continues to run. Taborn on the reception. That was a play, Chuck, right out of the Pickwa playbook.
Yeah, I mean, that, again, just a long handoff.
5 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Pickwa is on its heels defensively. Line of scrimmage, the 9 of Pickwa for Sydney. Last play went for 5, second and 5. Man in motion for Gordon. He gets the ball. In sweep right side. He waltzes down inside the 5. Meets resistance at the 2. Tackle made right there against Bowser. Bowser lined up as a receiver, Chuck. Flank left. A yard or two behind the line of scrimmage. And with the snap from center, he came roaming in behind Gordon. And on the jet sweep to the right, took it down to a yard and a half short of the end zone. Here's the handoff by Gordon to Bowser behind that strong offensive front. Bowser makes it look easy with the help of that group in front of him, and he bulldozes into the end zone for the score. Credit that offensive line for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. They wedged out the yard and then some on that play. Rucker, Brussel, Vanderpool, Collingsworth, and Smith. Offensive line for Sydney really getting after Pickwa on that drive. Extra point try by the Yellow Jackets is up and away by Hallie Truesdale. It's good again. I think she's converted 30 now on the year, Chuck, 5 short of a Pickwa, or I should say a Sydney season record, which is at 35.
And she's only a sophomore.
Just a soft. And she boomed that one right between the uprights. 14-7 Sydney, 6.5 to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, thanks to a Pickwood turnover, Sidney, after scoring to tie at 7, got the football back again right at midfield. Fumbled by Mextroth of the Indians, and the Yellow Jackets got it done, taking about 3.5 minutes off the scoreboard clock. And Sidney, which once trailed 7-0, now leads 14-7. 6:32 remaining in period number two. Yellow Jackets kicking from the far hash mark to Piqua. The boot bounds at the 17. It's dropped by Piqua at the 11, picked up by the Indians at the 7, and returned to about the 19-yard line. That's it. Pretty good coverage by Sidney.
It wasn't a very pretty kick, but a very effective kick.
Sure was. Landon Johnson hustled downfield for Sidney to make the hit. Ethan Carlson in there as well as they swarm the return man, Brown, for Piqua. Line of scrimmage near hash mark right at the 20. Indians have it. First down, 10 yards to go, down 7. 6:23 to go here in the second quarter. We've seen a mix of formations employed by Piqua quarterback Austin Davis and company. Under center, spread, one back set, two back set. This time, two back split behind Davis, who rolls right. He's got a man long downfield. Doesn't want to heave it to him. He's covered pretty well. Davis tucks it and runs, spilled at the 25.
I think he probably made a good choice there because the coverage was pretty good. If he would have thrown it out long enough, it might have been okay, but the coverage was good down the field.
Second down 5 for Piqua, the Indians 25. Under 6 to play here in quarter number 2. Sidney leads it 14-7. Indians now bring Davis up under center once more. Unbalanced line to the left, to receiver right, one left. Handoff offensive backfield. Sidney slows down the ball carrier at the 26 or 27. And Davon Brown is yanked to the turf. He garnered 2.5 on the play. Third and nearly 3 to go for a first down for Piqua. Just beyond the Indians, 27.
I'm surprised still in the running game we're not seeing more of Ben Schmeezing.
Yes, me too. Schmeezing and Shrub have been an outstanding 1-2 punch. Split backs for Piqua. Wide receiver far left, single coverage out here. And Sidney takes a timeout. Yellow Jackets might have been in the wrong defensive set. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Third down coming for Piqua inside its own 30. Yellow Jackets lead 14-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Here come the Indians to the line of scrimmage. Possession down, 3rd and 3. Piqua 27. Sidney leads 14-7. 5 to play in the second quarter. Split backs for Davis. Handoff, right tackle. Oh, there's a little cavity opening up, and the ball carrier blasts through it. It's Davon Brown barreling to the 35-36. He's got about 7 or 8. 1st and 10, Piqua. That Indians offensive line of Caden Clark, Brent Lemon at tackles, Zane Arbogast and Riley Hill at guards, and Colton Meyer at center. Mirror Sidney's offensive line, experienced, big, and strong. And in the last play, Piqua's offensive line took advantage, paving the way for the ball carrier. And we have a flag flying in Piqua's offensive backfield. Five-yard foul coming up against the Indians, we do believe.
Well, they had 12 in the huddle, and it's kind of at least the second or third time I've seen it. First time they called it. You're not allowed to huddle and then break the huddle and have someone leave the field. It confuses coverage. It confuses assignments.
Good observation, Chuck. Might a coach try to sneak that by the referees intentionally once in a while?
Oh, no, because that'd be cheating, and no coaches out here cheat.
Two receivers left, or I should say two to the right, one to the wide side of the field for Davis, who's in the spread now in first and 15. Oh, it's a forward pitch to the ball carrier who tries to sweep the corner. Oh, what great pursuit by Sidney.
That was the 307-pound Devin Rogers that ran him down from behind.
And it was Colin Rowe, a 5'6 scat back for Piqua, who took the football. And Devin Rogers said, I've got you step for step, young man.
That play was really telegraphed. You saw him in motion, and you just kind of knew what was coming.
Second and 15 for Piqua at the Indians' 30. 3:46 to go here in the second quarter. Sidney leads it 14-7. Split backs for Davis. Unbalanced to the left. Short drop. Oh, it's a fade pattern. Outside the right hash mark. Good defense by Sidney, which bats the ball up in the air. Garen Taborn, Chuck, with an NFL-like maneuver. He was one-on-one with Shrub, and he looked back over his shoulder. Ball was coming. He threw the arm up in the air, and he got a piece of the leather.
Well, the pass was perfect, and the defense was more perfect. Perfecter.
We've just added a new word to Webster's.
I add a lot of words, but most of them I can't say on the air.
3:31 to go in the second quarter of this game. Possession down for Piqua. Third and a bunch, 15 from the Indians, 30. 14-7 Sidney. Two receivers near side for the Indians. Davis sends a man in motion. He's in the spread. Deep drop. Here comes pressure. He's sacked. He's belted back at the 18. Quarterback sack to Sidney. Oh, did they torment Austin Davis in that play. A trio of white jerseys in there for the Sidney Yellow Jackets. And it looked to me like, Chuck, one of the young men in there was Anthony Strauman.
Chris Lee was another.
Chris Lee was in there, too, and they decked Davis. He had no chance whatsoever. And now Piqua must punt from back inside the 10. Line of scrimmage, the 20. Sidney promises to get good field position. Another flag flies before the snap against Piqua. 2 minutes, 47 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Sidney trying to grab significant momentum before the halftime break and rack up a two-score lead. Yellow Jackets promised to get the ball around the 50.
Well, it's imperative for Piqua to be able to not allow that to happen because they do get the ball to start the second half. They don't want to be down 21-7.
Mick Karn back at his two to take the long snap and punt the ball for the Indians. It's a very high snap. He reaches up to spare it. Nifty play. Fair catch Sidney at the Yellow Jackets 47.
Nice punt.
Excellent punt by Piqua. You're so right, Chuck, and the Indians needed that. It was a towering boot. Sidney starts first and 10 from his 47. Good field position for the Yellow Jackets. 2:37 on the clock. Two timeouts for Sidney, three for Piqua. Plenty of time to run the ball with Bowser at least some and see what kind of yardage you gain.
Well, they got two timeouts, and I let him run the ball quite a bit.
Gordon in a spread formation now, trips to the left. Andre wants to pass. No, he doesn't. He's going to take off. He sprints to the left, gets across the line of scrimmage 5 yards, and then he's smacked down at the 50. Second down, 6 coming up for Sidney, 50-yard line of Piqua. 50-yard line of Piqua.
It is their field, so yes, it is.
There you go. Thanks for correcting me. That was a smooth adjustment. 50-yard line here at the Piqua Alexander Stadium Perk Field. Gordon, deep handoff to Bowser, bobbled the handoff, kept it. Oh, no one's around. Look at the room. He goes 12 yards downfield before being touched. Bowser barging to the 40, stayed afloat, wouldn't go down. He's finally crashed out of bounds at the 35. Nice gainer for Sydney of about 14 yards on the play. Sydney's offensive line, Chuck, just cleaned out a wave of blue shirts. Large avenue for Bowser to run through, and he made it happen. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hand off to Bowser, offensive backfield. He shakes and bakes, puts his head down, and chugs to the 30, inside it to the 29. Second down and 4.5 to go for a first down inside the 30-yard line of Piqua. A minute 40 left in the second period. Sydney leads 14-7. Hand off Bowser again. Nice crease opens up left tackle, and Piqua swarms all over him at the 27. It's going to be third down for Sydney and at least three to go for a first down. You've got to believe the Yellow Jackets are in four-down territory. Devin Rogers in the slot on the right. Quick snap. Deep handoff Bowser. Here comes trouble. Piqua gets across the line of scrimmage. Excellent penetration. And Bowser is shoved in the near sideline. He gained nothing. Out of bounds he goes at the 27.
That was Congdon. And that, he did a nice job because he is hard to stop with just one guy.
Yep. Karn and Congdon wrestled Bowser out of bounds. The Karn-Congdon duo made the hit on Bowser. That might have been the first time all night he was stopped for a loss. Fourth and 4, Sydney at the Piqua 27. Just over a minute to go here in the second quarter, and we've got a marker, Noah, timeout called. Yep. Piqua gets an important timeout to reset itself on a fourth down and 4 play upcoming with 1:08 to go in the second. Sydney leads it 14-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Critical play upcoming for Sydney as the Yellow Jackets try to continue this drive and produce more points before halftime. Sydney already leading 14-7 over Piqua. Fourth down for the Yellow Jackets, 4 to go for a first down at the Piqua 27. Just over a minute to play, quarter number 2. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Andre Gordon, who's got Isaiah Bowser directly alongside in the offensive backfield. Long count. Hand off to Bowser right up the middle. He squeezes out yardage between left tackle and guard. He's got 4 yards, maybe 5, and a first down. How about that, Chuck? On 4th and 4, Sydney runs it for a pretty easy 5.
Well, he's just a stud. That's all there is to it.
A minute to go, first half. A new set of downs for Sydney. Andre Gordon rolls left, wants to throw. Hemmed in way back at the 30. He gets out of trouble at the 35. Throws belatedly, middle of the field. Caught! It's Bowser downfield near the 6. He caught it and leaped toward the end zone. Didn't get in. I said Bowser. It was not Bowser. But what an ad lib job at Kelton Stockton. No holding on the play by Sydney's offensive line. That took discipline. Gordon scrambled forever. Stockton came back toward the quarterback, made a good grab at the 5 or 6 yard line, and lurched his body all the way down to the 1. Goal to go, Sydney. What a spontaneous play by Andre Gordon to stay alive.
Well, and that's the key, is the fact that Pick was playing zone. So if he gets that much time to run around, they're going to find a hole sooner or later.
Uh-oh, here's a loose football in the end zone. The ball was fumbled on the snap. I don't know if Gordon was able to deal it to Bowser. It's right on the goal line. Recovery by Sydney and a touchdown. The Yellow Jackets fumbled it a half a yard forward into the blue-painted end zone. And on the bottom of the pile was maybe Devin Rogers. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets. who lead it 20-7.
Just the way they drew it up.
I don't think head coach Adam Dungis has that play in his book, but it worked. Truesdale on for another crucial extra point. Good snap from center. It's away. It is right smack dab between the uprights. Another one. By my unofficial count, Chuck, that's 31 made by her in 32 tries this year. Sydney, 21. Pick was 7. 19 seconds left. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maybe hey Chuck, don't you love it? Hallie Truesdale, another extra point made. She's missed one all year, converted 30. Three straight tonight, 21-7 lead, Sydney. Isaiah Bowser and the Yellow Jackets offensive line unstoppable so far in this game.
Well, you would think maybe the coaching staff at some point is going to try to talk her out of playing soccer so she doesn't get hurt.
19 seconds to go in period number two. Sydney will kick off, and Sydney will do this once again to start the second half of the game. Piqua will receive to begin the third quarter, right?
Correct.
And what was a late arriving crowd here at this 9,000-seat Alexander Stadium Perk Field on the campus of Piqua High School has really begun to fill in. I bet we've got 5,500 or 6,000 here right now, at least anyway. Short kickoff by Sydney, covered up by Piqua at the 48 of the Indians. So,
not sure I understood that either.
You never know. A completion or two, a long field goal. Piqua might be able to leave the field at halftime with an additional 3 points. Sydney's got to guard against a forward pass completed. Indians have two timeouts remaining, and they spread the gridiron. Two receivers left, two to the right for Austin Davis. Ball just a couple yards short of the 50. Davis drops to his 39. Airs one out near sideline. Pretty good coverage, but Sydney, tight window at the boundary at the 27. The throw is no good. Colin Rowe was leaping for it. Thorough coverage downfield.
He threw a back shoulder pass,
right,
and that would have been the place to throw it. It was way too high.
Junior Seth Klingler covered it well for Sydney, and that play took 4 seconds off the clock from 19 down to 15. 21-7, Sydney. Last several seconds of quarter number two. One, two, three receivers to the far right for Piqua. Yep, you can allow Davis to run. You don't want to let him complete a big bomb. He steps up in the pocket, gets out of trouble at the 50, 45, 40, clock winding down. Davis still on his feet, drags a man with him, and he gets to the 30, 6 seconds remaining on the clock. Piqua from that spot on the field, Chuck, would have to make a 47-yard field goal. I'm sure head coach Bill Neese has got at least one more pass play up his sleeve. He'd like to complete one and then use the final timeout and get the field goal team out there.
See, I'm not sure with 6 seconds. I think he got one play left unless you throw something to the sideline. And you're not going to get enough yardage to get a field goal out of this, I don't think. You're going to throw the ball to the end zone.
Although, if you do produce a completion beyond the first down stake, that stops the clock, maybe allowing you enough time to get the timeout called, but it's got to be a real quick hitch, and it's got to get the first down. Line of scrimmage is the Sydney 30. 6 seconds to go, second quarter. Again, you have to scratch your head about the very short kickoff by Sydney, giving Piqua ideal field position with 19 seconds to go in the second quarter. And now Piqua is at the Sydney 30. Six ticks left on the clock. Well, we'll see what's up the sleeve of 25-year head coach Bill Neese here at Piqua on this upcoming play. Three receivers out to the right. Maybe a hook and ladder of some kind beyond the far hash mark. Maybe it's a wheel route down the sideline to the end zone. Sydney playing center field. Three defenders back inside the 10. Davis throws it toward the end zone. Here's a jump ball, 2 or 3 yards deep, and Sydney picks it off. Interception. Yellow Jackets played center field beautifully and made the intercept. Well, let's see if we can get the number of the young man. Was it Stockton? Was it Harris? Who was it for Sydney? It was one of those center fielders, Chuck, for Sydney, who made the interception. And it was a wheel route down the right sideline all the way into the end zone. Sydney covered it beautifully. You could see the Yellow Jackets defenders retreat step by step by step as Davis was retreating to throw. Sydney had it covered. Last thing the Yellow Jackets wanted to see happen was a touchdown strike. Just keep the play in front of them and let the final seconds tick off, which they did. Sydney with a 14-point lead here at the half. Well, by way of a digitally recorded interview, we've got Sydney High School basketball coach John Willoughby on at the half. He will embark on year number two at the helm of the Sydney Hoops program. He's our halftime guest. We talked to him initially a few weeks ago when Sydney played Carroll, and we've got large excerpts of that interview to share with you during our halftime break. We've got the Wilson Health Sports Medicine stats report at halftime with Chuck McBee coming up shortly. We are at intermission here at Piqua. Sydney 21, Piqua 7, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
It's Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Piqua High School, Alexander Stadium, Perk Field on the Piqua High School campus, Sydney 21, Piqua 7. Second half coming up in about 15 minutes. It's been an exciting game, dominated for the most part by Sydney, which gave up the first score of this contest. Piqua led 7-0 at one point. Three straight unanswered touchdowns by Sydney to lead 21-7. It was indeed Darren Taborn who made the very good interception on the last play of the second quarter. Austin Davis threw it down into the end zone. It was a wheel route down the right sideline. A jump ball, three receivers in the area, three young men for Sydney playing center field in the end zone, and Darren Taborn retreated from his defensive back post all the way into the end zone, leaped high to pick it off big interception by Taborn, robbing Piqua of a last-ditch touchdown effort at the end of period number two. Excellent first half. Piqua will get the ball first to start the third quarter. It's been the Bowser Gordon show for Sydney through two quarters. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, Isaiah Bowser, what, probably 140 yards or better in the first half?
Well, they have 173 rush yards in the first half, and he's got to be in the 150 to 160 range because nobody else except for Gordon, and Gordon has actually lost a couple of times. So I would say most of that is Bowser. Sydney ran the ball 26 times for 173 yards. Gordon was 7 of 9, 78 yards, 251 total yards in the first half, 13 first downs, had the one turnover early. Other than that, they played almost a perfect offensive half. Piqua, on the other hand, not getting much accomplished offensively. 17 rushes, 76 yards, 6 of 11 throwing it, 59 yards, 135 total yards, 7 first downs, turned the ball over twice in the first half. It's pretty much been what we talked about. I think we might even be off because Pickle's got to score to be able to keep up because they have not shown that they're going to be able to stop Sydney tonight. And without Pickle scoring some points here in the second half, it's going to be a long one.
Bowser has produced a number of yards after contact, no question about that. He is so good at doing that. He is strong, outstanding balance. Doesn't go down easily, takes 3-4 sometimes to pull him down. But he's had a number of runs tonight, Chuck. He's met no resistance whatsoever until he's downfield 7, 8, 10 yards.
Exactly, and that just makes him that much tougher. But, boy, I'll tell you, even in traffic, he just does such a good job of reading. He hesitates, he finds the hole, and he is hard to bring down.
We've mentioned Sydney's offensive line a few times already this evening. DeMont Rucker, A.J. Brussel, Dylan Vanderpool, Cooper Collingsworth, Dylan Smith. It has done a phenomenal job. And it's a strong Piqua defensive front, but advantage Sydney in that department so far here in this game tonight. Andre Gordon has been a master at eluding trouble. Two or three times Piqua has had him hemmed in, but Andre has said, no dice, you're not going to catch up with me. I will elude, run the ball, or dance out of trouble and find the open receiver. And on Sydney's last touchdown drive, an aborted play, good pressure by Piqua on Gordon, fine coverage in the secondary. Gordon scrambled some more, and then eventually found, I think it was Stockton, down around the 7 or 8. He came back to Gordon, broke off his pattern, knowing that Gordon was under duress. Stockton made a fine catch and squirted for extra yardage after the reception. But Sydney can do it according to the script, or they can ad-lib and get it done against you.
Well, Gordon is doing something that I've not really seen him do much. He's keeping his eyes down the field. He's not looking to run. He's looking to find somebody open.
Good point.
And the coaching staff has talked about this. Yeah. They know that you can get into the middle and find spots in the zone, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Right. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Sydney up to 14. What's Piqua got to do to get back in this game? Indians start the third quarter with the ball.
Well, they have to score every time they have it because I'm not sure, unless Sydney stops themselves here in the second half, I haven't seen a lot of real possibilities that Piqua's going to stop them.
Jack with Chuck here at Piqua halftime, 21-7 Sydney, about 15 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 21-7, halftime score, Sydney leading. Pickwick, you noted during the commercial break several other scores involving Shelby County football programs. Anna was trailing
13-0 now to Marion in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. And let me get to the right spot here.
Fort Loramie over Twin Valley South.
8-0, and Lehman having another tough one tonight, 41-0 in the second quarter. We need to start doing their games because I'd be home by 8:30.
Yeah, running clock. running clock, you're right. And I'm trying to think for Sales Place Fort Recovery tonight. Minster, can't recall. St. Henry, I believe.
I think it was.
I believe that's Minster's opponent. So some very key games in Divisions 5 and 7 going on in the area tonight. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, John Willoughby, head basketball coach at Sydney, our guest here at the half. We talked to him a few weeks ago during the halftime break of our Sydney game against Dayton Carroll. And head coach John Willoughby coming off a very good inaugural season coaching high school basketball for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. And wow, I think back to the season, it was a fine one.
Yep.
What a game you choreographed and the players executed against Trotwood.
Yep, that was one of the highlights of the year. They did a good job handling the pressure. And we got players that can handle that, so when they tried to trap us, we were able to get out of the double teams and find the open man. A lot of players did a great job that game. Andre, of course, that's what makes Andre so good.
Right.
They come out to double team. He's able either to get through it or he finds the open man and we get the ball moving and get some easy shots against that type of pressure.
During your 3 decades plus of coaching at Houston, you didn't zone a whole lot. You zoned that night against Trotwood, and it was beautiful.
It worked well. Just felt that their outside perimeter, where they were going to hurt us if they got by us. So we wanted to zone that up a little bit so they couldn't penetrate as well against it.
And the zone gave them a little more to think about at the offensive end.
High school-wise, it always does that. I don't play that much zone, but we're looking to do it a little bit more next year with the athletes we have and the area we can cover with them. We're going to expand our defenses a little bit more with a year under our belt.
Now, you've got in excess of 30 years, maybe close to 40, coaching high school basketball.
33.
You haven't aged a bit. Do you still feel every bit as good as you look, John?
I don't know about that. My wife was just getting on because I'm a little bit more gray now. I think it's because of the assistant principal's job. It turns me gray a little bit more. But I feel pretty good. I still enjoy it. Love being in the gym with the boys, and so that's what keeps me going. All my basketball players play football, so
exactly,
you know, so you don't worry about them too much, but you want them to do well, and they're doing a great job so far, and hope they all stay healthy.
You had a marvelous career at Houston. I can recall that 2010-11 season. It was Chuck's initial campaign, I think, maybe second year here on scoresbroadcast.com. That was your number one.
Well, we did it for you, Chuck.
Houston in 10-11 all the way to the state Final Four. It was Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck's initial season on color, stats, and engineering. and it was a delight. It was not a tremendously talented team, very cohesive, intelligent club, yep. Played together, got to the foul line, made free throws, minimized mistakes, and played hard-nosed group defense.
Couple things about that season and that group. Of the 33 years I've been coaching high school, that team was, as you said, was the definition of a team. They pulled for each other. The kids that didn't play much sat on the bench. They were up pulling for them.
What's the cliche? There's no letter I in the word team.
Yeah, it's just that they just epitomized what it means about putting yourself or putting the team before yourself. They did that. And the second one, the way we played, going into the season, we weren't late in games. We didn't say, hey, we're going to hold the ball and because we have good free throw shooters. Most of that came from Derek Estes and Josh Redd playing our first few games where they were tight going into the fourth quarter, and they held the ball on their own, got fouled, made free throws, and we said, hey, we're going to be able to do this all season long. As long as we get a lead, we can let these guys handle it, and they'll make their free throws. And I think in the regional finals, Josh made a couple free throws at the end, made a great play at the end of the third quarter. But what I remember about that team the most is just that they were a team and pulled for each other.
Houston and Fort Loramie tied for the Shelby County League Boys Championship with 10-2 records that year. And then in the tournament, in the sectional, you beat Ansonia, Fairlawn, and Fort Loramie to take the sectional title. Won 2 of 3 on the season against Fort Loramie. And then Lachlan in the district, Minster and Franklin Monroe in the region.
Yeah, we call this, it was the revenge tournament. Fort Loramie, they beat us the regular season. Yeah. We beat them in the tournament. Yeah. Lachlan was always beat us a few times in the tournament. We beat them. Minster beat us pretty good in the regular season.
Yep.
We beat them soundly in the tournament. Franklin Monroe beat us. I believe we may have beat them earlier.
In the season?
It's season. I can't remember that.
There it is. You lost by 5.
We lost, and then we end up beating them in the regional final. So that's the whole tournament with teams that we had to, turn it around during the tournament time.
Oh, that was a terrific campaign. Yep, as you noted, you did lose once to Fort Loramie in the season, and Minster and Franklin Monroe both as well, and beat all three in the tourney.
Yep, that was nice.
Tell me about the family. You had an outstanding basketball daughter at Houston a few years back.
Yep, she's doing well. Graduated from Bowling Green in exercise science.
Okay.
Doing all right. I got another daughter, Taylor. She's going to Edison, taking some college classes. Mm-hmm. I have a stepson playing tonight, starts on the offensive line. And I have a son stepson out in Seattle, which we went and visited this summer and hiked Mount Rainier. It was good. So everybody's doing fine. Thanks for asking, Jim.
Yeah, the S on the cap stands for Sydney or Seattle or both.
No, Sydney. This is Sydney. It's Sydney. People say, hey, John, you look funny not in red, but for all those years. But I think I look all right in yellow and black.
The voice, our listeners are hearing, is that of John Willoughby, a longtime head coach at Houston, first-year basketball coach last season at Sydney, assistant principal at Sydney as well. Talk about the chores of coaching and being assistant principal same time.
Yeah.
You alluded to it earlier as being the result of a few gray hairs.
I think the assistant principal part is giving more gray hairs than anything, but I tell you what, the kids at Sydney are great. Not much trouble at all to take care of from day to day. For the most part, the kids behave themselves, and it's just like every other school. You know, you got some kids that little things here and there that just keep you on your toes. But overall, the kids, teachers, administrators at Sydney have been very welcoming and have helped me out a lot.
Well, I can tell it agrees with you. That's for sure. Yeah. Your diagnosis of the first half of this game, what'd you think? Sydney got two big plays from Bowser, one early on from Andre before he got nicked up.
You'd have to give some credit to Carroll. They're playing better, not better, but hanging in there. And just the big plays that we've had, and that's what we do. I mean, that's what we do. We make big plays. We got some really talented players. Our defense is coming on strong. I think they played well last week against Bell Fountain. So if our defense can keep on improving and getting stronger each week, I like the team. I think we're a really good team, and looking forward to what we can do here the rest of the season and get in the playoffs.
And one final question for you. You don't have to answer it. I may be putting you on the spot. Andre Gordon, an outstanding athlete. He's got skills out the gazoo, basketball, football, and then some. What is his best sport? Where is his future? What do you think? You're the head basketball coach. It's a tough one to call. I'm sure he would tell most people, I love them both.
Yeah,
I like the one best I'm playing at the time. Huh?
Yeah, most of your good players like that, like the sport they're playing right now.
Yeah,
so
he
needs to give his attention to football right now, and I appreciate that. I played football in high school, and
good answer.
You know, you have to put your focus where it belongs, and right now his focus is on football. And I don't get in the way of that. I've never, you know, I don't interfere with the sports that's going on right now. I wait till my turn, and I do what I can when it's my turn with the kids I have.
Good answer. Good answer. John Willoughby.
I appreciate you having me on, Jack.
Head basketball coach at Sydney, assistant principal, been on board now for a year plus at Sydney High School, and 30-plus years at Houston?
Yep, 30, Woo. 31.
Wow, and you look younger than ever before.
I'll be getting some texts on that tonight, I bet. Thanks for having me, Jack. Always a pleasure being on with you guys.
It's been a blast.
All right.
John Willoughby. John, of course, the basketball coach now at Sydney after better than three decades at Houston, and he will start coaching hoops in year number two just around the corner. Calendar is clicking away, and of course, he's looking forward to getting his Sydney Yellow Jackets ready on the hardwood. But first, we've got a football season to complete, and Sydney is very good and talented Yellow Jackets with a chance to go deep into the postseason, no question about it. That interview with Coach Willoughby was digitally recorded at the half of our Sydney Carroll game a few weeks ago. That was the game, Chuck, in which Andre Gordon was injured. Thankfully, it was just a soft tissue shoulder injury, nothing long term. And after the respite of that game and one more, he's back. And boy, he, as you noted a few minutes ago, is playing extremely well tonight. Looking downfield, if he eludes pressure in the offensive backfield, it's not simply tuck it away and run. It's, hey, I've got one of my talented receivers available somewhere.
He's got a really good arm. So, I mean, he can throw the football. He can throw it deep. Sometimes he's not incredibly accurate, but tonight, just moving in the backfield, waiting until the receivers find a spot in that zone, he has been outstanding tonight. He's out past Pickwa's quarterback Davis by 19 yards in the first half, which if she would have told Pickwa that he was going to have more passing yards, they would know they were going to be in trouble in the first half.
Exactly. And behind Gordon and Isaiah Bowser and that very good Sydney offensive line, the Yellow Jackets lead Pickwa 21-7 here at halftime. We're just a couple minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Like to remind you that we are on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks in part to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, Ohio, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Shout-outs as well in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, east side of Rushi. Let Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn know that you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Phone 526-5557. That's 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi for Sales Road. and thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or check out the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. The In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And the Frisch's Restaurant in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Sydney kicking off from left to right on your computer or phone as you imagine things here at Pickwood tonight. The boot dribbles down to the 21. Indians return. 25-30. Tackle made by Sydney. Just over the 30 at the 31, and the Indians start first down, 10 yards to go. And Chuck, you made an excellent comment several minutes back when you pointed out that Piqua probably won't get too many more stops of Sydney's offense the rest of this game, and that translates into the fact that Piqua just about has to score almost every single time it gets the football here in the third and fourth quarters.
I don't think there's any doubt. I think Sydney's going to put at least 35 on the board, and that's going to be tough for Pickwood to score four times here in the half.
Austin Davis to the line of scrimmage. Handoff, offensive backfield. Sydney slows it down and drags down the ball carrier at the 33. It was Davon Brown who carved out 3 yards right on the nose. Second down and 7 for Piqua. Opening half minute, third quarter, Sydney 21, Piqua 7. Yellow Jackets trail in this rivalry big time. This is game 122 tonight. And Sydney's lost better than two-thirds of them to Piqua, including 12 of the last 14. Here's a drop by Davis, short drop, flares it right flat. Caught at the 35-yard line, just over the line of scrimmage. It is Hayden Shrub on the reception, and he skips to the boundary, pushed out into the Piqua bench over the 40 at the 41 by Townsend. But the play gains 8, and it's a first down.
That's what the Indians need to do. They need to go back to their short passing, and especially on first down, and quit being in second and 9, second and 10.
Yep. Two receivers short side of the field for Davis, who's under center on this play from scrimmage. Handoff left tackle, little running room, ball carrier, angles across the 45, eludes a man another. He's in Sydney's end. It's Schmiesing. He turns on the afterburners, 45-40, near sideline, 35-30, out of bounds. Ben Schmiesing, boy, if you give him an inch, he speeds up in a hurry. Nice run by Schmiesing, patiently using blockers at the point of attack. And once he got out in the open, he turned it on. And Pick was inside the 30 at the Sydney 29, first and 10. First 90 seconds of the third quarter. Sydney up 21-7. Davis with the snap and the spread. He's hit as he throws. Open receiver down inside the 5. Catches on the dead run. Got it for a touchdown. 21-13. I think that was 6, Hayden Shrub. Yep, he outsprinted the corner for Sydney.
He was lost. He was out there. He could have stopped, caught it, and rolled into the end zone.
Davis had pressure coming. He had just enough time to deliver the football. Hayden Shrub on the dead run pulled it in over his shoulder to about the 5 or 6. And he waltzed into the end zone. Here is either a bad snap from center or a fake on the kick, and Pickwa rolls to the right back at the 25, throws toward the pylon at the goal line, and it's broken up by Sydney at the last second. Chuck, was that an aborted PAT?
Bad snap. And I'll tell you what, Devin Rogers again, 300-pounder, was back there to break up that pass.
It was Devin Rogers down at the goal line as the thrower for Pickwa managed, after scurrying around, to heave it from way back at the 28 or 29 down to the goal line. And a late play by Rogers saved that from being caught for a two-point conversion.
No, that was Micah Karn. I'm saying Micah Karn was the holder, and he's probably going to be the starting quarterback next year.
Yeah.
He threw the ball well.
Sure did.
Rogers made a heck of a play defensively.
Yeah, nice ad-lib maneuver by Karn, and the 2 points after go awry in the end. The kick was not tried. Sydney's up 8, 21-13. Pickwood did its job, got on the board right away in the first 90 seconds of the third quarter, and now we've got a ball game.
Well, we do have a ball game, but now this part of the ball game is going to come down to, can they find out any way to stop this Sydney offense? So far, they have not.
Right. Indians kicking off from the 40. 10 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Period number three, 21-13 our score. Two touchdowns via the forward pass by Pickwick tonight. Short kick, bounding down to the 25. Great run back by Sydney. Up over the 40 to the 45, and that's where the return man is upended. It was Christian Townsend who sped right back up the gridiron between the hash marks. Sydney's at good field position all night long. Pickwa scored first. Sydney responded with three TDs to go up 21-7. Pickwa answering to start the second half, 21-13. Sydney football at the Yellow Jackets 45. Let's see what adjustments, if any, Pickwa has made defensively against Bowser. Oh, he pops this one to the outside. He gets the corner turned, wanted to go off tackle. He strings the play to the boundary, to the Pickwa bench, and he is flushed out of bounds at the 49 of Pickwa. He roamed for 5.5 or 6. Looked like he was going to be cornered for a gain shorter than that. Second down 4 for Sydney at the Pickwa 44-yard line. Here's Gordon dropping the snap, and he's got to run for his dear life. He finds an open receiver near sideline, though. It is caught at the 33. Wow. That was a broken play. Gordon surely did not intend to dribble it on the turf. He did. Found an open receiver. Catch made. Sizable gain. And it's a good one that goes for better than 20.
Oh, he incorporated his basketball skills there.
I'm not sure who made that reception downfield for Sydney. Thought maybe it was Harris. Here is the ball given off to Bowser, who is referred to by the Sydney assistant coaches up here in the press box as Tank.
I think they were talking about the blocker. They were talking about the guard there. He did a great job.
Tank number one on the line of scrimmage. Tank number two, Isaiah Bowser, right behind. Gain good for 7. Second down 3, Sydney. This is Bowser, slowed in the offensive backfield, got to the line of scrimmage and lunged for 1 to the 23.
They haven't called it, but Bowser has a tendency to be just a little bit moving forward before the snap.
I almost referenced that during play-by-play here online back in the first quarter. His timing, apparently, according to the officials,
perfect,
is impeccable because it does not get called. Third down and 2, Sydney. Ball dealt. Gordon, Bowser, 20-yard line, stood up very close to the first down marker. Yellow Jackets think they have picked it up. Indians are shaking their heads. No, we may have a measurement. The officials spot the football, and let's see if the chain comes in. No, it's shy. Fourth down, a foot for Sydney. This is a huge play in this game. 8:32 to go, third quarter. Sidney up 21-13.
You hand the ball to Bowser right behind the 300-pound fullback, and you get the first down right here.
Seven-man defensive front for Piqua. Five on the line, and the linebackers, two of them bunched in close as well. Ball dealt to Bowser. He's dragged down from behind, but forward progress enabled him to wedge to the 20. He got 2 feet. He needed 1 foot. First down, Sidney, Piqua 20. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Gordon looking Sidney bench. Signals flash to him. Really no reason for Sidney to put the ball in the air at this point, you wouldn't think. Your field depth in which to throw begins to diminish. And I say that, and Gordon does throw. It's a fade pattern, right corner of the end zone. Bobbled, popped up in the air. It's out of bounds, beyond the end zone. No good, incomplete. Well, Andre Gordon threw it up for Rottez Roberts as Sidney went for the home run, Chuck, on first and 10 from the 20. And we have a shaken up player for Piqua at the 13-yard line. May give us an opportunity to take a break. 7:48 to go, period number three. Sidney 21, Piqua 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Second and 10, second down, 10 yards to go for Sidney at the Piqua 20, and they try a sweep to the left with Bowser. It is stalled out there by Piqua's defense. Bowser tries to cut it back. No room available. He's downed at the line of scrimmage, and the bell tolls here at Piqua. That means it's third down and a bunch for Sidney. Third and 10 at the Piqua 20-yard line. 21-13 Yellow Jackets. Trips to the near side. This could be a Gordon scramble. A roll out to the right. Pass play this direction. Oh, it's a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield to Bowser. Piqua spells it out. And Bowser's trapped far sideline. Nothing available. And he is pushed to the boundary. Out of bounds, he sails at the 24 or 25-yard line. The play goes for a negative 4 or 5. That one didn't fool Piqua at all, Chuck. They spied on Bowser. Sidney tried to make it look like a forward pass. Piqua smelled it out. Fourth and 14 for Sidney at the Piqua 24. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Straight drop by Gordon. Now out of the pocket. 5 yards behind the line. Running out of real estate. He's way back at the 40-yard line. Still looking, motioning, 30-yard line, tiptoeing, sideline, out of bounds. Piqua takes over at the Indians 26. And you feel a momentum shift. Piqua football, Sidney's offense stalled. A misfire on first down on a forward pass, and the Yellow Jackets were behind the chains the rest of that series. Indians take over. Sidney will need a stop. Piqua within 8, 21-13. 6:49 to go in quarter number 3. Austin Davis for Piqua to the line of scrimmage. He is not under center. He's in the spread. Two backs alongside. Two receivers flank left. Snap back to Davis. Fakes the inside handoff and keeps. Dodges one man, another. And he slides up the middle. Little opening. and he chews up 6 or 7. Nifty run on first down for Austin Davis. Strayman in on the tackle for Sydney. Nice gain on first down. Head coach Bill Neese of Piqua will take that every single first down. Piqua has it. Leaves the Indians second and a moderate 4 yards to go for a first down. Austin Davis under center. Two receivers to the wide side of the field. Handoff, offensive backfield. First down, outside left tackle, it's Ben Schmiesing. He totes it across the 35. He lunges out ahead all the way to the 39, maybe the 40. Two running plays for Piqua, generating nearly 15 yards. First and 10 Indians, half the third quarter gone, 21-13 Sydney. After Piqua's last touchdown, a high snap from center, no kick. An aborted play, a scramble in the backfield, an incomplete pass at the goal line, and Piqua wound up with 6 and not 7. Running play, Piqua broken tackle, still on the loose, the ball carrier, 10 or 11 more. It looked like it was Devon Brown. Big gain for Piqua. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the Sydney 49. First and 10 Indians who are getting untracked on the ground right now, Chuck.
Well, they got some momentum with their finally getting a stop defensively, and the offense is starting to roll a little bit.
Two receivers left. Under center, Austin Davis. Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 49. 7 minutes gone, third quarter. Sydney up 8. Handoff, right tackle. Looked like it might have been Schmiesing who got the nod. No, it was Brown. He sliced inside the 45 to the 43. Second down and about 4.5 to go for a first down for Piqua. Offensive line for the Indians. Caden Clark, 6'3", 305, a junior. He is top-notch. Brent Lemon, 6'5", 271, a senior. Zane Arbogast, 6'1", 225, a junior. Riley Hill, 6'2", 285, a sophomore. And Colton Meyer, a 5'10", 225-pound senior. Running play, Piqua, outside left tackle, broken tackle again. Schmiesing, powering,
wow.
Hammers to the 35-30, inside it to the Sydney 29. It's Piqua on the ground now, giving Sydney a dose of its own medicine. Rushing attack for the Indians is in high gear at the moment. 4:34 left, third quarter.
Riley Hill, just heard from Jeff Bray down in the South Carolina, is his cousin playing football for Piqua tonight.
Is that right? And he is one of Piqua's strong men up front on the line of scrimmage. Here's a quick pass right flat by Davis. He's got a receiver. Good run after catch. Play produces 8 or 9. Hayden Shrubb hauled it in. That's that in sweep long handoff type play. It's a forward pass, but it's very safely worked by Piqua. It's going to gain 4 or 5 no matter what. And that time it gained about 6. Second down 4 for Piqua. Just over 4 to play in the third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 23 of Sydney. Yellow Jackets defense on the field for a lengthy time here in the third period. Two tight ends have been employed. Here's a right tackle handoff by Piqua down to the 19. It's Davon Brown, a yard short of a first down. Third and 1 for the Indians, who trail by 8. And you can bet, should Piqua score, the Indians will go for 2. Sydney's defense needs to somehow force this next running play for lost yardage. Third and 2 feet to go for Piqua, just inside the Sydney 20. Two tight ends. Handoff left tackle, Brown. He's got running room, puts his head down, and charges to the 13. First and 10. I'll tell you what, the Indians received a pep talk at halftime. Yeah. Chuck, Bill Neese said, we've got to run the football down Sydney's throat. And the Indians have answered the call.
Well, he's been very successful for 25 years. You knew he was going to make adjustments at halftime.
And that offensive line for Piqua has mustered up the strength, tackle to tackle, and Schmiesing and Brown are getting it done, rushing the football for the Indians. Split back set for Austin Davis, who dropped it back at the 16, picked it up and squirmed to the 11. He got a couple. That was almost a minus two, wound up being a plus two. Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 11. Second down, eight for Piqua. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Sydney up eight, 21-13. Sydney led 21-7 at the half. Piqua scored first in this game, was up on top 7-0. Piqua's two TDs have been through the air. Piqua could very well throw here. Two receivers to the right. No, it's a handoff, right tackle. Ball carrier puts his head down and digs hard to about the 7. It's Brown. Knee touchdown maybe, though, at the 8. Third and 5, Piqua. Just over 2 to play, third quarter. 21-13, Yellow Jackets. Indians on a march. It has been a relentless assault on the ground by Piqua here in the third quarter. Two backs split behind Davis on third and 5 from the Sydney 8. Big play here. This will dictate runner pass and fourth down. Oh, it's a right tackle run. Schmiesing gaping. Oh, look at him go. Goal line over. And it's 21-19. It was Devin Brown, not Schmiesing. Caden Clark cleared the way at tackle for the Piqua Indians. And Devin Brown did the rest. Well, he plowed right through. Fine running on that drive by Schmiesing and Brown. Brown's been a load tonight. He's got close to 100 yards, I bet.
He's been impressive.
And the Piqua Indians may elect to use a timeout, maybe not. Piqua wants to slide the ball over the near hash at the 3 to go for 2. 21-19 our score. A minute 50 left in the third quarter. Will the Indians run or throw on the two-point conversion try? 1, 2, 3 receivers flanked to the right.
A good time to run to the short side of the field.
Yep, Davis is in the spread. He rolls right to the wide side. Wide open man at the 2.
Dropped it.
Reaches up with one hand and can't reel it in. He coughed up the football. Wow, Schmiesing was available wide open. It was one of those, Chuck, that was simply too easy.
I think so. I think he started to look to see where the defender was, and he took his eye off the ball just a second too soon.
No one around within 3 yards. Piqua misses the two-point try. Sydney dodges a bullet. Yellow Jackets still maintain the edge, 21-19. Minute 50 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sydney 21, Piqua 19, understand Marion Local leads Anna 19-7, halftime. Versailles, in a mild upset, led Fort Recovery 14-7 at the half of that game. Last we heard, Fort Loramie was leading Twin Valley South in the second quarter, 8-0. Kickoff, Piqua, line drive boot. Sydney Fields on one bounce at the 12. Piqua downfield in coverage, cornering the return man, Harris, at the 31. That's where Sydney starts, first down, 10 yards to go.
They have done a good job of kicking the ball away from Bowser tonight.
Well, Chuck, Piqua has come up empty on points after two scores, and that's very important because if Sydney can get 7 and reach that 28 mark, they'll go back up by essentially two scores.
Exactly, and if that was a two-point conversion, they would love to have that.
Right. a drop pass by Piqua, or this game would have been tied at 21. Here's Isaiah Bowser, and there is a mass of humanity all over him as he pushes the pile to the 34, 35, 36, 37. He gained six, and there was a stack of 15 players. And somewhere in that mass was Isaiah Bowser with a productive first down run. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Fake sweep left by Bowser. Gordon dashing around right in. He's on his horse. Gordon breaks into the clear. Cuts back at the 50, 40, 35, 30. Gordon's got one man to beat from behind. That guy won't catch him. Andre Gordon all the way to the house. Splendid run by Andre Gordon of Sydney. Great fake to Isaiah Bowser. And then Andre in a track meet took it all the way to pay dirt. Now the big PAT coming up. Andre can strike from anywhere on the field with the arm, and especially with those legs, he's fast and shifty. Oh, boy. Man, did he burn up 60% of the gridiron there. Uh-oh, it's a high snap from center. The ball rolling around back at the 15, and the lead for Sydney remains 8. Just what we were talking about in the last moment, the importance of extra points tonight. A converted PAT right there by Sydney would have lifted the Jackets to a 2-score lead, up 9, 28-19, but it is no good. Bad hike. Kick could not even be tried by Hallie Truesdale. And Sydney leads 27-19, 57 seconds left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We've had 3 touchdowns here in the second half of this game, but twice after touchdowns, missed points after, or I should say after all 3 missed points after. No one's made a conversion, a kick or a two-point try in the second half of this contest.
And that's why we still got a one-possession game.
Yep. Sydney leading 27-19. Kickoff by Sydney, angled short, cross field. It's not going to stay in bounds. It hops and hops some more out of bounds in the vicinity of the 35-yard line. And Piqua's offense will come onto the field. And by rule, Piqua takes over, Chuck, what, right at the
35.
35-yard line.
Or they can have him kick it again.
Or is the ball marked for play at the 40? I forget.
No, I think it's the 35. It is in college and professional.
You're right. It is the 35-yard line, which is about where the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah.
And Piqua will line it up at the near hash. Down by 8, 27-19, with 57 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Now, it would behoove Sydney's defense to begin to assert itself a little bit. Piqua's offense is at its way with Sydney in the second half of this game. 2 Piqua possessions, 2 long drives for scores. Davison, the spread, backs alongside, takes the snap. Here's a quick looking pass on the ground, incomplete at the 45. That was thrown for Cale Mextroth in traffic. The window was small. He was sandwiched by 2 defenders. Pretty good coverage by Darren Taborn for Sydney. He is stellar in the secondary. I'll be shocked if he's not all GWOC. Outstanding secondary man for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Darren Taborn. Play took just several seconds, 53 ticks left to go in the third. Second and 10, Piqua at the Indians 35. Handoff right tackle, ball carrier tripped up at the 37. Brown knocked off his pins, knifing in Ryan Cagle, leading tackler on the year for Sydney. Cagle, a 6-foot, 170-pound sophomore linebacker, spilled him, and that forces a 3rd and 8. Pick was got to throw here. Last 30 seconds of the third quarter. Play clock's at 15, so Pickwell must run it off. They've got to snap it before the quarter ends. Two receivers to the right. Davis in the spread. Snap back to Davis. Deep drop. He's at his 27. Loops it down the right side of the field. Sydney in coverage. Did the defender get there early? I think he might have. Yep, it's called. Pass interference against Sydney at the 46. Ball thrown to the boundary. It might have been out of bounds on the throw. Could have been uncatchable. Sydney defender took the legs out from under the receiver.
It was an unnecessary penalty.
It sure was.
Do I think it was a great call? No. But why give the guy at that opportunity to make the call?
Have no chance whatsoever for the reception to be made. Ball was over the shoulder of the receiver and out of bounds at the 45. But Pickwood gets a big break on the call. And the ball will be placed down in Sydney's territory, down around the 38 or 39-yard line. Pickwood in business, 7 seconds to go in the third. And head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney is not happy. He's barking out at 1, 2, 3 officials. He's saying, what for? 7 seconds to go in the period. The officials have retreated to our far right back at the...
They had to go from... It was from the line of scrimmage, not the spot of the foul.
Okay, you're right. It is a line of scrimmage call. So the penalty has stepped off to the Sydney 30 or 48, not 38, like I'd mistakenly thought. Of course, in the pro game, it's spot of the foul.
They didn't call pass interference. They called a personal foul.
Yeah, that's exactly what was called. And we've got a lot of movement up front both ways. Might have been encroachment against Sydney. That'll give Pickwa 5 more. Another penalty on the Yellow Jackets. 2 straight plays. Still 7 seconds left in this lengthy third quarter.
Watch the ball.
Yep, if you're on that defensive line, you don't dare make the slightest movement until the center starts to jerk that ball away off the ground. Two receivers far right for Davis on 1st and 5 now at the Sydney 43. 27-19, Sydney up 8. Counter back to the left. Pickwa hasn't run that play very much tonight, and it's a good one. It produces about 8. Schmeezing wedges down inside the 35 behind a blocker, forces his way to the 33. 1st and 10 pick with that ground game for the Indians has been rolling in this second half.
No doubt.
Third quarter closes when we resume in the fourth. Pickwa's got it 1st and 10 inside the Sydney 35. Yellow Jackets cling to an 8-point lead, 27-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Indians to the line of scrimmage as we start the fourth quarter. It is an off-tackle play. Ball carrier tries to slide it wide. It's Schmeezing. He's toppled at the 30. Gain just one. Good play by Sidney, which got the penetration the Jackets needed to thwart that effort by Schmeezing. Second down, 9. Piqua outside the Sidney 30. 11.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney 27, Piqua 19. Chuck, we said in our pregame, we both agreed it would take 35 to win the game. That's about what it's
going to
take.
I think it's going to.
Two receivers near side for Austin Davis. Split backs. Handoff, right tackle. And Sidney upsets the ball carrier. Brown at the 28. Sidney giving up ground grudgingly on two run plays, but Piqua Cagle knifed the wheels out from under Brown. Small advance, 3rd and 7, Piqua, ball in the middle of the field, 28-yard line, a minute gone in the fourth, Sidney 27, Piqua 19. One receiver far left, one to the right for Austin Davis. Indians no doubt in four-down territory. Davis under center, split backs. Here comes linebacker pressure from Sidney. It is a counter outside left tackle, Schmeezing. Schmeezing roaming across the 25, lurches down to the 22, and he may have the first down. He carved out about 7. That's what he needed. Chain has moved ahead. Devin Rogers made the tackle, but too late. First down, Indians, 22 of the Yellow Jackets. 10.5 to go in the game.
Well, Piqua had... they had 76 rush yards in the first half. They had 122 in the third quarter.
Wow. Third quarter alone, 50 more rush yards for Piqua in that period than in the entire first half. Davis fakes the handoff left, gives it right. Oh, a lot of space. Real estate for the ball carrier. Down inside the 10, 7, 6-yard line. Tackle from behind by Sidney. Saved a touchdown.
That was Bowser, and he did save a touchdown.
Isaiah Bowser yanked on Brown around the shoulder pad at the 7, pulled him to the turf at the 6. Great run by Brown. Good deception. Offensive backfield by Piqua. That play went for how many, Chuck? About 14?
That one went for 15.
15 yards.
Yep.
One more miss there by Bowser, and it's a touchdown, Piqua. Goal to go, Indians. 6-yard line of Sidney. Two receivers far left for Davis. He's under center. Bynett, big offensive line. Handoff outside left tackle. Schmeezing breaks one. He batters his way to the 3-2-1. Almost got in. What a run by Schmeezing.
Wow.
He got 5 of the 6. Looked like he was stonewalled at the 4. And he garnered 3 more thanks to a 2nd and 3rd effort. Goal to go, or I should say 2nd and goal for Piqua. 1-yard line of Sidney. Indians, a touchdown, a two-point conversion away from knotting the count. 27-19, Sidney. Piqua to the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 2 feet to go outside the Sidney goal line. Sidney crunching 8 men up on the defensive front. Hand off to Schmeezing. Schmeezing left tackle behind Caden Clark, the big man up front. And he powers into the end zone. Touchdown, Piqua. 27-25. Sidney's lead whittled to 2. We've got a thriller here at Piqua tonight, just what we expected. Sidney with a shaken up player down on the field. Piqua within 2 points of Sidney, 27-25, giving us the chance before the 2-point try by the Indians to highlight one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance. North of Sidney, south of Anna, Route 25A, for multiple years now. Barker Insurance, the number one most valued agency in the area at 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sidney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, phone 937-492-1857. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 on West Michigan in Sidney, offers high-quality furniture priced just right. Goffney Furniture, for your convenience, features a design center and a room planning service available free of charge. And take advantage of 5-star delivery and a 30-day guarantee. Gaufney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Go to the website, Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Two-point conversion try for Piqua. Split backs. Davis hands off Schmiesing. Outside left tackle. Hit at the two. Hit at the one. He bounces and gets in for the two-point conversion. We're tied. Sydney 27, Piqua 27 with 9 minutes left in this game. Back in a moment. It's a thriller on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Gaufney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Gaufney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Gaufney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaufney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Gaufney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Sydney Yellow Jackets have been tied up. Sydney led this game 21-7. Give credit to Piqua. Major adjustments in the running game here in the second half. And the Indians have racked up 3 touchdowns. Short kickoff, bouncing, down to the 22. Great coverage by Piqua. Tackle made against Sydney at the 27. Harris was dropped right in his tracks.
That was Carnegie, and he's having a heck of a game.
Clearly, Chuck, big momentum shift here in the second half. Piqua with the psychological edge, having tied the game at 27. It's imperative. Piqua takes this ball down the field and gets points.
Well, I'll tell you, Sydney still, the only time they stopped themselves, I think, was kind of some questionable play calling. So I think that's the only thing that stopped them, and that's what I said at halftime. Sydney, I think, is the only thing that can stop them offensively.
3 receivers far left for Andre Gordon, who gives it to Isaiah Bowser, and Bowser hammers to the 30, puts his head down, and pushes out to the 33-yard line. He tracks for 8 on the play. They'll give him 7, second down and 3 for Sydney. At the Yellow Jackets, 33 with 8.5 to go in the game, and we are tied at 27. Excellent comeback by Piqua, which once trailed in this game 21-7. Receivers, 1 right, 2 to the left for Gordon. Inside handoff, Isaiah Bowser. The going is slow. Piqua stalemates him at the 35. A minimal gain of 1.5 yards. It's going to be 3rd down and 1 yard plus to go for Sydney. At the Jackets, 35. 8 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Enormous play here for Sydney. Yellow Jackets cannot afford to lose anything. If you gain a foot or two and you're still inches short, you might go Bowser on 4th down. 3 receivers, trips to the left. Gordon gives to Bowser. Bowser bolts across the line of scrimmage to the 39-yard line. He shot ahead for a quick 4, and he's got the 1st and 10. That's the offensive line giving Isaiah that opening because there was no resistance for 3 or 4 yards. That offensive group up front for Sydney, another great week. Both offensive lines are rock solid. Each team's rushing game has been excellent here tonight. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. To the line of scrimmage, Sydney. Gordon peers near sideline. Play clock winds down. 15-14. Gordon still looking. Precious seconds ticking off. 5-4, 3 on the play clock. Snap to Gordon, rolls right, then drifts back to pass. He's 15 yards behind the line. Now he's 20 yards behind the line. Throws it, right sideline, caught beyond the hash, and a good run after catch. My goodness gracious, it's Bowser. He caught it at the 30 after an amazing ad-lib by Andre Gordon. And Bowser ran it from the 30 to the pick with 45. Great discipline for Sidney not to hold anywhere on that play.
Yeah, well, you got the best running back and you got the most athletic player on the field. They're just gonna they just need to let them win the football game for them.
That was a backyard play, Chuck, if I've ever seen one. Isaiah Bowser has been a top flight receiver all year long. One of the top pass catchers for Sidney in the Jackets offense. Hand off, Bowser, middle of the line, trudges a yard, that's it. He is spun down at the 42. It was a first down at the 43, so it's second and 9 for Sidney with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter, and the game tied at 27. Andre Gordon on the pass play. A couple plays from scrimmage ago, wound up better than 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Buying time to Bowser, came back toward the line and got free. Here's a toss sweep to Bowser. Bowser around left end. He charges to the 35, sliding to the 31. I tell you what, Isaiah, Chuck, does a tremendous job in traffic of protecting the ball as he did at the end of that play.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Game tied at 27. Sidney trying to surge on top. Three timeouts remain for each team. Yellow Jackets wholesale changes. Darren Taborn in at a wide receiver. Caleb Harris flanked to the right as well. Got to believe this is a Bowser call once more.
I think he's out.
Oh, he is out of the game. Gordon with a deep drop to the right. Sprints back to the left. They've got him contained at the 45. He sprints out of trouble, and he rips off a pass down the middle of the field. Caught at the 16-yard line. A run to the end zone. Touchdown, or is he out of bounds at the 1? Very close. Wow, was it Taborn? Or was it Harris? Again, an amazing job of Sidney receivers, Chuck, who don't give up on the play. And Andre finds him. These sneaky receivers for Sidney use their speed, hasten back toward the line of scrimmage. Andre buys time forever and ever.
The Pickwood defensive linemen are going to be seeing Gordon in their sleep tonight.
I think you're right about that. Ball marked out of bounds inside the 1. Bowser got the handoff back at the 5, and he stopped for a loss of a yard at the 1.5. 5:18 to go in the fourth quarter.
It's not a real bad thing there to get stopped. They're going to get a little more time off the clock.
Exactly.
And they're still going to get their touchdown unless they turn it over.
I was thinking the same thing you were. Were we able to pick up the receiver on that pass play, Chuck?
No, it's too dark and I'm too old.
Don't know if it was Taborn or Harris. I think it was one of the two. And Gordon's done that several times tonight on this drive. To Bowser and to Whiteout, to each one. And we have an announcement from public address, from the official on the field, saying no music when the offensive team comes to the line of scrimmage. At the 1, second and goal, Sidney, game tied, 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Bowser between left guard and tackle. There's no crevice. He can't push it in. He stopped. It's going to be third and goal for Sidney.
We got a penalty.
Ooh.
On Pickwa.
Did they rough Bowser?
No. I know. I think it almost had to be offside for where the guy came running in. One of the poorest jobs I've ever seen of an official waving his hands over his head.
4 minutes, 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of this game. Illegal shift against Sidney. Oh, is that ever critical? It's going to be second down all over again, but back at the 6-yard line. Chuck, I agree with you so much about how Andre Gordon has improved at quarterback, surveying the field.
Last year, he would have ran every time.
Last year, run first when he scrambled. This year, it's pass first when he scrambles. We're back at the six, though. Goal to go, Sydney. Four and a half left. Toss sweep to the right, and the ball carrier is thrown down. No gain. Bowser tried to get the corner turn. He was decked. Goal to go at the six. 4:20 to go in the game. And you wonder now, Chuck, if you gain nothing, do you try a field goal from the far hash mark with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter to get the lead? One, two, three receivers far right, a couple to the left. Five are flanked. Count them, five. Three to the short side for quarterback Andre Gordon on third and goal from the six and a half. He fakes the power sweep, and Gordon wants to roll right and keep. Oh, he's in trouble. Hemmed in way back at the 17, back at the 20. He's tackled there. Piqua, big loss.
That probably took him out of field goal range.
Yep. Well, what was once a goal to go at the one-foot line is fourth and goal at the 20.
Yeah.
Andre Gordon simply ran out of tricks.
I think maybe you call it your timeout here and talk about this one.
The clock is rolling down to 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 27. Fourth and goal, Sydney, at the Piqua 20. Andre simply had no more tricks in the bag there, and Piqua swarmed him, suffocating him back at the 20-yard line. It looked like Andre wanted to roll right and throw right. He had trips that side of the field, but Piqua blanketed the play. Sydney does what Chuck mentioned, timeout, Yellow Jackets. 2:50 to go in the game, 27-all tie. Goal to go, Sydney, from the Piqua 20. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Well, Chuck, my son in the stands here tonight, Tim, has informed me it was Kelton Stockton.
Thank you, Tim.
Who made that catch down to the one-yard line, didn't quite get into the end zone. Wish he would have, because now Sydney has a fourth and goal from the 20. Deep drop by Gordon, throws middle of the field at the goal line. Great catch! Touchdown! Amazing! Sydney scores! Holy cow, what a play! Who hauled that one in? Was it six, Stockton? It might have been.
I'm looking for the replay.
Or was it four, Darren Taborn?
That was six.
Six, Stockton. My goodness, Piqua nearly broke it up. Defenders crisscrossing right in front of Stockton at the goal line, and what a bullet thrown by Gordon. Extra point try, but Truesdale is big.
I'll tell you what, that was Rontez Roberts that made the catch.
Was it Rontez Roberts,
yes,
who hauled it in?
Number 80.
Spectacular play by Rontez Roberts. He took a hit at the goal line, held on, and Hallie Truesdale smacked the extra point perfectly right between the goalposts. Sydney leads at 34-27. 2:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
That, Chuck, as you just noted during that commercial break, that forward pass by Andre Gordon, which was rifled middle of the field, was within a whisker of being deflected away by Piqua from Rotez Roberts at the goal line.
Well, and it couldn't have worked out any better for the Yellow Jackets. They ran probably another 2 minutes off the clock if they would have scored on that one touchdown. So they still got the lead, and there's only 2:40 left in the game.
It's amazing how sometimes those things work in your favor. Penn State against Iowa, out of timeouts, a third down screen pass at the 7. Had it been caught, the young man would have been tackled at the 4 or 5 time, would have been out,
right.
Game over. But Iowa batted the ball down at the line of scrimmage, and Penn State had one more play as a result. Kickoff by Sidney, mishandled by Pickwood out the 30, and that's where the Indians fall on it. And now the Indians will put their 2-minute drill to work. 2:33 left in the fourth quarter in a terrific high school football game here tonight at Alexander Stadium, Perk Field in Piqua. 34-27 Sidney. Piqua ball at the 30. What a drive engineered by Andre Gordon, Chuck. Boy, he did so much on his own on that touchdown drive of the Yellow Jackets, who faced adversity down at the 1-foot line. Could not get in on a great catch and run, but Stockton, he was ruled out 6 inches short. And then Sidney went in reverse and scored on a 4th and goal from the 20. Amazing. Austin Davis for Piqua. Spread formation, 2 backs alongside. Short drop, it's a delay handoff. No gain, in fact, a loss. Ball carrier is drilled at the 25. It went on the play to Brown. Sidney diagnosed it. 5-yard setback. That was kind of a chancy play call by Piqua, a draw, thinking, well, we might be able to crack a big one. Sidney looking past. Yellow Jackets defensive line not fooled. 2nd and 15 coming up. 2:38 to go in the game. Timeout called. Piqua, 34-27. Sidney on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
A beautifully thrown ball, a great catch. Andre Gordon, Rotez Roberts, 4th and goal from the 20. It reached the end zone. That's got Sidney in front, 34-27, 2.5 to play. Piqua, 2nd and 15, out pattern, caught in the field of play at the 34. Sidney Johnny on the spot with an immediate tackle of the receiver, who's Owen Toops. Good wrap up by Sidney. Clock running. Receiver couldn't get out of bounds. Play produced 8. 3rd and 7 for Piqua. Inside the Indians 35. 2 receivers left. 2 to the right. Sidney up 7. Deep drop by Davis. Throws far hash mark. It's speared at the 45 by the Piqua receiver. And he lunges to the 46. Hayden Shrub on the receiving end. Strong arm displayed right there by the quarterback, Austin Davis of Piqua. 1:58 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Sidney up 7. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Short drop by Davis out of the spread. It's a back shoulder throw, left sideline. It is complete. Hayden Shrub, he's got 8 more at the 45. And Piqua looks mighty comfortable, Chuck, after that first down draw play, which lost 5. The Indians are ripping off short to medium length pass plays one after another.
Well, they feel comfortable throwing the football, and that's a good thing, because they really ran the ball well here in the second half. but they need to be able to throw it now. There's just not enough time.
A minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. Pick with two timeouts left. Sydney, two timeouts left. 7-point lead, Sydney. Davis to throw, left sideline. A leaping effort by the Indians at the 35-yard line, and it is a spectacular catch by Hayden Shrub. It was not a huge advance. It did produce about 7 or 8 down to the Sydney 36. And it's 2nd and 2 for Pickwell. Wow, what a catch on the play by Shrub. Sydney takes a timeout. Jackets will have one remaining with a minute 47 to go. 2nd down 2 for Pickwell. Sydney leads by 7, 34-27. A minute 47 remaining in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Here's Austin Davis back to throw, looks middle of the field, far hash mark, a late delivery, there's a bump at the 22, and a flag flies in very late. It's going to be a penalty against Sydney. 2nd pass interference call against the Yellow Jackets in this game.
Absolutely the correct call. He hit him about 2 seconds before the ball got to him.
And the foul will be marked off 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. It'll take it from the 36 all the way down to the 21-yard line. And Pickwell is knocking on the door. A minute 42 to go in the fourth quarter. Plenty of time remaining for the Indians, plus two timeouts, 34-27, Sydney.
Each team now has 19 first downs for the kick.
Wow.
You like offense, you came to the right spot.
Pickwell has moved the ball fluidly here in the second half with ease. Looked like the tackle moved. Here's Pickwell throwing toward the end zone. Jump ball 7 yards deep, busted up by Sydney. My goodness.
That doesn't even count.
Was there a 5-yard penalty against Pickwell thrown? There's the flag at the 25. Actually, it realistically, Chuck, should have been a 3-snap motion call against the offensive line of Pickwell.
Okay. What they're doing now is they're making it an incorrect call because they didn't stop the play when they should have, so they don't want to put time back on the clock, so they called it a motion. You cannot have an illegal motion on your tackle.
Right.
So they just made that one up.
So it's 1st and 15 now for Pickwell. Back at the 26, 5-yard step off, a procedure call against Pickwell's offensive line. Ball marked for play at the 26. Short drop to Davis. He's in a crowd of players. He breaks away. We've got an offensive holding, though, in Pickwell. Davis streaks down the far sideline. It's a huge gain. He rumbles for 17 or 18. He broke 2 tackles in the offensive backfield.
They called it on Sydney.
Oh, it's on Sydney. Maybe a face mask. My goodness.
Or he pointed the wrong way, one or the other.
Let's see what results. Wow, Sydney's been hit with a barrage of penalties here in the second half, big ones. And let's see what results.
I don't know what that could have been.
Was the quarterback Davis spun around because of an inadvertent face mask? And the officials are converging. Flag was thrown way back behind the line at the 35. A minute 28 to go here in the game. It was a 1st and 15 play. Davis wound up running for, I think, a first down.
He got the first down if the play stands.
And if it's a call against Sydney, Pickwell will decline the penalty and take the very productive play. Ball spotted just outside the 10. 1st and 10, Pickwell. A minute 29 to go. Indians have been aided by penalties against Sydney on this drive. And I was right. Yep. Face mask call against Sydney. And it's half the distance against Sydney from the end of the run. How can it be a foul after the play and yards tacked on?
Well, it wasn't after the play. The play was still going on.
I am totally confused.
But I don't understand that. I've never seen that one.
That one's got me baffled. Pickwa's got a goal to go at the 5 with a minute 27 to go. Here's a sweep to the left. It's Schmiesing trying to get in. He's collared at the 3-yard line. He didn't make it. Second and goal. He got half of what he needed. Clock winding down, a minute 12, minute 11. Chuck McBee thinking that if Pickwa gets into the end zone here, Indians will go for 2 and try to win it.
Well, I just don't think if you go into overtime, you've not shown you can stop Sydney at all.
Good point. Receiver right, 1 to the left. Under center, Austin Davis. He's got Brown and Schmiesing behind him on second and goal. 7-point lead. Schmiesing outside left end. Sydney collars him, but he breaks loose. He breaks loose again. Over. Touchdown. What a play by Schmiesing. Yellow Jackets nearly took a shoe off back at the 6. Looked like he might have gone into the end zone wearing just 1 sneaker. Amazing run by Schmiesing. Boy, he has been elusive, especially here in the second half.
Pickwick going to, I think, call a timeout here because I'm thinking they're over there talking about going for 2.
No doubt. 45 seconds on the clock. 34-33 Sydney. Ball is now in the middle of the field on the 3-yard line. Let's see what Pickwick elects to do. Do they go for 2 to get ahead by a point, risk not making it, and losing this game by a point? Do they kick it and ultimately force OT? Timeout called Pickwa. 45 seconds left in the game. 34-33, Sydney up 1. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, Ben Schmiesing has really put on a show for Pickwa. That 3-yard run, Chuck, was not...
Should have been a 5-yard loss.
Right. It was not a simple 3-yard run. It was a very unique 3-yard run by Schmiesing. He was collared.
When you look back over there and you see 3 defenders all on the ground beating the turf because they know they should have made the tackle.
And it looked like Schmiesing was going to be nailed back at the 8. He shook off a high tackle, then broke out of 2 low tackles and limped into the end zone. Great run by Schmiesing. Pickwa now goes for the lead and a 2-point conversion with 45 seconds to go in the game. Sydney up 1, 34-33. Davis to the line of scrimmage. And let's see what happens. Sydney with a belated timeout. And that's Sydney's final one.
Yeah, well, they wanted to see the formation. Yep. They wanted to see, you know, the personnel that was in the game. Then they call the timeout. Now they talk about it. Pick will probably will come back with a different set and a different play. That would be my guess.
Well, this game has been all about 2 high-powered offenses and defenses which could not stop the other team's offensive group. It's also been a game about missed opportunities, Chuck, on points after touchdown. As a result, we've got a 34-33 score. Sydney had a botched PAT, a high snap. Pickwa didn't get a point after because of a high snap and a scramble. They also dropped a 2-point conversion pass that was wide open. And Sydney did give up a 2-point conversion to Pickwa here in the fourth quarter, which enabled Pickwa to cut a 27-19 deficit down to 6, and then eventually a 2-point conversion made it 27 even. Here is Pickwa to the line of scrimmage after the Sydney timeout. 1-point game. Sydney leads. 2-point try by Pickwa. Here is Davis. He rolls to the right. He hands the ball off to Schmiesing. It's pried loose by Sydney. Way back at the 13. It's on the ground. Fumbled. The 2 points are denied. Pickwa is stopped. Sydney spelled out the play beautifully. perhaps, Chuck, the timeout called by Sydney was the difference, because the Yellow Jackets were not buffaloed. Sydney faked the handoff. Davis is trying to make it look like he had the ball, a roll out to the right, a bootleg, but he'd given the ball off to Schmiesing, who was covered up by three Sydney defenders who blanketed him back at the 15, and the ball wound up being coughed up, and the 2 points are denied, and Sydney hangs on to a precarious one-point lead, 34-33. Now, if you're Sydney, you've got to prepare yourself for that precarious onside kick.
Well, you got your hands team out there, and that's what you're shooting for. You're going to have the ball all across the midfield. You just got to make sure you get on it, cover it, and yep. And you just won the football game.
Wow, did Sydney ever smell that one out or what? Oh, boy.
Yeah, that is the play that Pickwa has run well, but you knew what was coming. Sydney obviously knew what was coming.
Very deep handoff. It was given to Schmiesing, way back at the 7 or 8,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think if they would have faked that and rolled Davis, giving him a run-pass option, easy to sit up here and make those calls.
I agree too. Agreed. I agree with you, but Schmiesing had done it all night, but he was snuffed out in that play by Sydney's defense, preserving the one-point lead. Onside kick by Pickwa, far side of the field. Sydney gets a belly on it at the 49 and tucks it away. Sydney possession at the Yellow Jackets 49. Wow. That was covered up by Sydney beautifully at the 49. We're trying to find out from our Yellow Jacket coaching staff who it was who picked off that onside kick on a bounce. Thought maybe it might have been Rodtez Roberts. I may be wrong, but if it was Rodtez, that was not an easy play. That ball bounced right up between his chest and tummy, and he clasped his hands to his chest, tucked that ball away to his jersey, and he took two or three hits from Pickwa players immediately. And Pickwa, with just a single timeout left, is going to watch this game end, because Sydney goes to a knee at the 44-yard line. Pickwa may go ahead and execute its final timeout with 36 seconds to go. Indians do, but the Yellow Jackets will just go to a knee twice more, and that'll do it. Sydney Yellow Jackets having lost 12 of the last 14 to Pickwa, 23 of the last 27 to Pickwa, and more than two-thirds of the games in this lengthy series. This is game 122 between these two schools tonight. Sydney will come away, barring a miracle finish in Pickwa's favor, with a thrilling, hard-fought 34-33 victory. And it's been a game of missed extra points, Chuck, that those have spelled the difference in the
Absolutely.
End. Pickwa here tonight got a kick after the first score, made a PAT, did get a two-point conversion in this game after one touchdown, so that's 15. The other 18, the result of three sixes. They came up empty, Pickwa did, on 3 points after touchdown. Gordon back to a knee again, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line. Play clock is just about set to get started. The game clock's at 20, and that's going to do it. Yellow Jackets coaching staff up here in the press box is hooping with joy. Sydney victorious, knocking off Pickwa in a thriller here tonight, 34-33 at Alexander Stadium Perk Field on the campus of Pickwa High School. It was in doubt right to the finish. Sydney's defense came up big, thwarting Pickwa on an attempted two-point conversion for the win in the final, 40
seconds?
There was
40 seconds left.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. No better way to sum this up than a terrific high school football game here tonight at Pickwa. Neither team deserved to lose. Sydney in the end, Chuck, just a little more productive on points after touchdown, and Sydney with the big defensive stand on the two-point try by Pickwa after the Indians had cut it to 34-33. Let's take a short break. We'll return with a brief stats report, or Clancy's Award, and prep our listeners for next week's contest on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And welcome back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The Sydney Yellow Jackets pull out a thriller, heartbreaking loss suffered by Pickware tonight. Sydney in a one-point triumph, 34-33 over Pickwa. Yellow Jackets got very aggressive and blew up that two-point conversion run play by Pickwa in the waning seconds of this game to preserve the one-point lead and gain the victory over Pickwa here tonight. Sydney's now won two of the last three, having won 2 years ago here on a late field goal, 17-14. Pickwa won at Sydney last season, 33-13. We hearken back, Chuck, to that play late in the contest when Sydney wound up with a fourth and goal outside the 20-yard line. Yep. And Andre Gordon ran forever in the offensive backfield and then eventually rifled a bullet between the hash marks, middle of the field, at the goal line to Rottez Roberts. Pickwa came within an eyelash of deflecting the ball away. Roberts caught it, survived a couple of hits to the midsection from Pickwa defenders. It was a completed pass. Great throw by Andre Gordon. His forward passing has really improved.
Yep.
Over the last...
His decision-making has really improved.
And that was a tremendously athletic play on both ends. As it turned out, Sydney needed those 7 points because Pickwa marched right back down the field in the final 2 minutes plus, aided by, at least two or three major penalties against Sydney. Pickwa's short passing game and occasional running game in that final drive kept Sydney off balance big time. And then Pickwa, after a Pickwa timeout, a Sydney timeout, decided to run the football on a delayed handoff back at the 7-yard line on the 2-point conversion. It looked like Austin Davis was going to try and fake Sydney into think he was bootlegging around right end. He dealt the ball to Schmiesing, and it was simply a case of going to Schmiesing maybe just once too often. Sydney had 3 men jump Schmiesing in the offensive backfield, knocking the ball away, ending that 2-point drive of Pickwa and bringing a close to Pickwa's hopes and giving Sydney a hard-earned 1-point victory here tonight.
Well, I think it did a couple of things. I mean, it gives Sydney a leg up in the GWOC North for sure.
Yep.
It also gives them lots of computer points.
Yes, no doubt about it. Pickwa, very good chance to finish out the year 4-0 from this point on.
They'll probably end up 7-3.
Mm-hmm. Pickwa now 3-3 on the season. 3 losses, tough ones to Franklin, Trotwood, and Sydney. Yellow Jackets advance now to 6-0 on the campaign. Chuck, a quick overview of stats.
They're as close as the game. It ended up 420 total yards for the Yellow Jackets. Indians had 399.
Wow.
Rushing, Pickwa actually, they ended up with 258 rush yards, and Sydney ended up with 261, just the opposite of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go to Gordon. I mean, they talk about Davis, and rightfully so. The kid's a terrific passer and quarterback. But he was 11 of 14 for 159 yards, and Davis was 13 of 18 for 141 yards. He did happen to hit his last all seven passes in the second half. He hit them all. But the game, the two turnovers for Piqua, costly. And Sydney just they did what they had to do to win the football game tonight. Our Clancy's players of the game, and this really was a hard one. I don't know how you leave Andre Gordon off, but he gets lots of accolades anyway. So I'm going to give it to Isaiah Bowser for his incredible first half, and then Darren Taborn, the sophomore. He was terrific offensively and really tough defensively tonight.
Bowser and Taborn earn the Clancy's Awards tonight for the Yellow Jackets. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Our voices were cracking at the end of this one. Oh, they were cracking and crackling.
What a great game. That was an absolutely great football game. It was well worth coming in. I haven't done a Piqua football game since I left WPTW years ago, and it was neat coming back. I don't mind being on the visitor's side. It was fun watching the Jackets tonight.
And, Chuck, you nailed it just a moment or two ago. It's sometimes trite to say the team that makes more plays, big plays, will win it. But you think back to two, the Andre Gordon to Rontez Roberts touchdown pass on fourth and goal from the 21, giving Sydney a six-point lead. The extra point conversion by Hallie Truesdale gave Sydney the 7-point lead unofficially. That's number 31 out of 32, I think, on the year for her.
Well, that would be considered a miss, unfortunately, on the bad snap.
Yeah, I guess maybe it would. Yeah, you're right. Earlier in the game that happened. And then after that tremendous offensive play by the Sydney Yellow Jackets, stuffing the 2-point run try by Schmiesing. Great defensive play, outstanding call, super awareness up front by Sydney, which challenged the line of scrimmage, got aggressive, bolted through, and blew up the run play. Davis handed it off. I think he was trying to dupe Sydney into thinking he was keeping on a rollout to the right. That might have been maybe the more conventional call on goal to go from the three, but Sydney wasn't Buffalo. Hats off to the Yellow Jackets.
It's hard to critique.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they're with the kids all week. They're with them all season. Like I said, I have a great basketball mind. My football mind, not so good. But I think it was absolutely the right thing to do to go for the 2 points.
Sure.
I agree. Because I just don't think they ever would have stopped Sydney. I don't think they would have stopped them in any overtime.
Right. I would agree. Yellow Jackets next contest is Thursday, 1 week from last night at home in that televised game against Tippecanoe. That game is on Thursday night, October 5th at Sydney. That game comes up next Thursday. Piqua is on the road at Greenville next Friday night. Both teams in GWOC North action the rest of the way. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. A very distinct possibility next week is the Anna at St. Henry game. That's a crucial game for the Anna Rockets, who wound up getting drubbed tonight in the second half at Marion Local.
Right.
Anna still with an important game next week. Rocket suffering their first loss of the year tonight to fall to 5-1. Can gain computer points back next week on the road at St. Henry. Hannah's fared very well against St. Henry, by the way, since coming into the MAC. Rockets have beaten St. Henry more often than St. Henry has beaten Anna. So that's a big game next Friday night at St. Henry. That could possibly be our coverage game next Friday night. That would be a 7:30 kickoff, a 7:05 webcast in the MAC, Anna at St. Henry next Friday evening.
Do you think there's any way they could just play Pickwin-Sydney again? We'd just go do that one?
Oh, wow. I tell you what, Chuck, I don't think it'd be much different. It'd be right.
I think if they played 10 times, you just watched it.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be five wins, and most of the games are right down to the last possession or two in the fourth quarter. Thoroughly enjoyed it here tonight. Hats off to Adam Dungis, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets. A very well-called game by Sydney. And the athletes for the Yellow Jackets made the big plays at the end. Outstanding decision defensively to get extremely aggressive and get across the line of scrimmage, penetrate, and try to stifle that play from scrimmage on the two-point conversion by Piqua before it really got untracked, and that's what happened.
That was the end of the game there, and Sydney made they made one more play than Piqua did, and that's why they won the game.
34-33 final, Sydney wins it. Brett Gish, our scores, Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Once again next week, very possibly here on scoresbroadcast.com. We will cover the game next Friday night between Anna and St. Henry at St. Henry. Again, the kickoff would be at 7:30 on the web online at 7:05 from St. Henry next Friday night. We'll post our Friday night webcast on the website in the next day or two. More than likely, that will be our coverage game. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua's Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have nipped the Piqua Indians 34-33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.